You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Listen up, fans of YKWD. You can catch Robert Kelly live on stage November 23rd and 24th at Catch a Rising Star in Providence, Rhode Island. You can also check him out December 7th at the Stanhope House in Stanhope, New Jersey, and December 8th at Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club in Point Pleasant, New Jersey. It's a great show. You'll laugh your ass off. Get tickets and information at robertkellylive.com. Check him out, dude.
Hey, gang. This is Colin Quinn.
This is Jim Norton.
This is Dennis Leary.
This is Opie from a lot of things.
This is Bert Kreischer.
Stan Cook, and you are listening to Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
Ippy bippy baya, ippy bippy boo. Dippy dippy daya, yabba dabba doo.
This is Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
All right, we're in, man. Fuck it. I'm in. I like it. I want it a little higher up, though. I don't care about this shit. From this microphone up, I'm telling Phil, 5 o'clock Phil, how to do his job. Higher, motherfucker. I want it from here, like here. Like, I don't care about this. I care about this. Anyways, welcome. We're back. We're doing... A post-apocalypto show.
Jesus. Shit got real in the city, man.
A post-apocalypto. Crazy. You know what, dude? Dude, help me, dude. The water, dude. Dude, the water's up to my ankles, dude. The subway, dude.
You weren't here. You missed it all.
The fucking... my electricity, dude. My house is in the river, dude. My boat is in my house, dude.
Could not get out of the house.
Special guest tonight. Of course, we have Kelly, a.k.a. fat fucking Aussie.
I am.
Fucking bloody ass. Blah, blah, blah. And no, I will not have Kelly on the show. There are a couple people.
What? Who said that? Tell me their names, where the kids go to school.
Here's the deal, Kelly.
I need to know everything.
People don't want me on my show, okay? There's people that don't want me on the show. A lot of people.
Oh, fuck them.
Okay? I get emails. Yeah, I do. I get them. I don't read them, so I read half of them. As soon as I know, this is my deal. As soon as I know you're an asshole, I stop. So you don't get the satisfaction.
People don't want you on your show?
Yeah, people. Yeah. That's where we are as a society. That's where society is, man. You know, that's where it is, man. We can reach out and touch people you couldn't do before, man. Now you just, you know, man, you plug some. We're plugged in. We're not off the grid, man. We're on the grid, man. The only way to get out there is if you get a ship and go out in the middle of the ocean and fucking do this shit, you know, with just, you know, outward signal, man.
You're just trying to keep it real, man. Just trying to keep it real, okay? Okay, and we're back.
Yeah, I'm not waiting for people to show up for the show either. I'm just starting the show. I have shit to do. I have a life to live. I have things I want to do, like sit on my couch with my new big fat fucking pillow, my $60 fucking pillow I got from Bed Bath and fucking Beyond, motherfucker, with a blanket case. It's like a blanket.
What?
Like an old school, no, like one of those grandma blankets.
What?
Like a hospital blanket. Those, it's like cold all the time type of blanket material. Pillowcase, another $60 for that. I spent fucking $120 on a pillow and a pillowcase. You heard me, motherfucker.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, L is right. Dude, whatever the fuck that means.
You live like a king.
I live. I look like a fat king. I don't. That make you laugh, Phil? Go fuck yourself. 5 o'clock, Phil's here taking photos and video. He does one better than the other, but we're not going to tell him what. But I'm sure he can figure it out.
Still trying to find that page.
I got this pillow. It's a fucking amazing. I got a, cause you know why I got a pillow?
Why?
Because last night, and I'm in bed. Mm. My wife's been a little sick.
Huh.
She had a cough.
Ooh.
and it's really bad. And so she had, you know, pillows, believe it or not, become shitty after a while.
Really?
Yeah, they become thin and shitty, and they don't, you know what I mean? So we have one, you know, my bed. You slept in my bed.
Yeah.
Not with me. No. Thank God.
It's a really good bed.
It's a great bed. I call it Drusilla. Drusilla. Yeah.
Where's that from?
That's the name of the fucking bed.
Oh, Drusilla.
Yeah, they name mattresses. Yeah. This is our new Drusilla.
That's from Buffy.
I don't know, but when he told me Drusilla.
You're hooked.
And then, I was hooked when it was a five inch pillow top made of terry cloth. Oh, underneath, yeah.
Your bed was too comfortable to the point where I was like, I can't get used to this because this is not a good thing for me.
Yeah, because then you'll fucking hate your life.
Yeah.
Yeah, you fall too far when you go back to your shitty twin mattress.
When I had to walk through I hadn't been back to my house in Queens in 2 weeks. And I walked through the door and my heart just like fucking dropped to the floor.
Yeah, your roommate was like, hello, are you back?
Yeah. No, my roommate's like there going, hey, he just wants to talk to me. I'm like, shut up. I don't want to talk to anyone.
You got to go to that shitty white tub that you have.
Yeah.
Yeah, with no drain stopper.
Yeah, I have to pull my hair out of the drain because if I don't, it'll fucking plug up. There's no water pressure in my house at all.
Yeah, you get hair and jizz in your fucking drain. It's like a twat spider.
Fucking hell.
Yeah. My fucking shower is amazing. Now my kitchen is amazing. I got a great apartment. Mm. I got a great New York City apartment. So anyways, I got this pillow. It's fucking great. So my wife had all the pillows last night and the dog was on a pillow. So I went up to the couch and there was no pillows. I slept on the fucking couch upstairs. So I went twice. You don't have to rewind it. You don't have to go back. Did that asshole just say I went and I went twice? Yes, I did.
This show's fucking stupid. What's he doing? I just did that for people who want to do it.
That's the guy who doesn't want me on my show.
Yeah, that's the guy who sounds like Robert Kelly's is stupid on Robert Kelly's show.
I guarantee the guy that doesn't want me on my show is highly intelligent. I guarantee he has a great job, or maybe in college and going somewhere. I guarantee his IQ is like 140. My IQ is 140. I swear to God, I took a test online.
Can I tell you the funniest thing?
Hang on, let me finish this thought. But hold that thought. That's why I'm the boss of the show. Okay, we're gonna keep on track. So I bought this fucking pillow today. $120 I spent, and it is amazing. I'm done. Go ahead. What are you gonna say? Go ahead.
I know. Robert Kelly dropping truth bombs about pillows. I know. Because you did Rich Voss. I just saw the funniest thing that happened to Rich Voss last night.
What's that? Last night?
Yeah, I was at a club. And there was an open mic there, and it was like a young kid hosting at the door.
Mm-hmm.
And Rich walked in with Bonnie, and as they were walking in, he just like didn't even click. He just goes, "Hi, are you here for the open mic?" And without even stopping, skipping a beat, Rich Foster goes, "Fuck off!" And kept
really?
Walking. and I was standing behind him, and the guy's like, "Oh, well, that was uncalled for." I'm like, "That's Rich Voss." And he's like, "I don't know who that is." I'm like, "He's kind of like a veteran comic. I mean, if you're going to be hosting, being at a if you're going to be part of someone who seats at a show, you should probably know the comics who are coming through the door.
I told
booked
those
on your show.
I told, is that at the stand?
Yeah.
I told them at the stand, I go, I'm coming down. I go, if the person at the door doesn't know who I am, if they go, are you here for the show? I'm leaving.
Yeah.
I'm leaving. I said that because I've done these fucking shows. You, when you go down to these people, you know, no money, blah, 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 showing up, right? I'll just stay at the cellar, motherfucker. I love the cellar.
You're doing them a favor.
I'm at the cellar. I'm the cellar. I love going on. The crowds are great. There's always a show. It's always sold out. I'll just stay here. I'll come down. I'll hang out. Okay. But if I'm not showing up to have my self-esteem fucking smashed because some fucking 19-year-old that's getting paid 16 cents an hour, okay, and free fucking fucking crab cake fucking sliders.
It's working on it. We're earning off a tip out from the
waitresses. Don't need to add to what I did. It was just funny, okay? You understand? I'm trying to teach you how to be funny. Let me go, okay? And then you come up with your own thing. You actually made my joke less funny. Crab fucking cake sliders was a button. You got to learn buttons, Kelly.
I just wanted to give some people that wait tables inside info.
Buttons.
Okay.
Learn buttons.
Yeah.
I put a button on that and then we move on.
Yeah.
Okay. I was like, fuck that. So what they did is they made sure the girl at the front, I'm sure they went, look, fat ball guy, any fat ball guy walks through that
phone.
Door. Yeah, exactly. As soon as he walks in, call him Mr. Kelly. As soon as I went, hello, Mr. Kelly. I was like, you motherfuckers.
Sons of bitches.
Here's the thing. People always take it too far.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, people can never... You know what sucks, man? And this has nothing to do with the comedy club. You know, God bless the stand. and the fellas.
There's a bit of venom in that.
Yeah, what do you got? Well, you know what? I kind of got a little mad.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I saw them that they did a show where they picked somebody from the audience to do 5 minutes. A random person from the audience to do 5 minutes. That made my stomach turn.
Yeah,
because it's cringe humor, guys. You guys are the ones who fucking know comedy.
Yeah.
You have respect for comedy.
Well,
you know what the fuck comedy is. Yeah. You know who the comics are. You have such a fucking, you know, and now
it takes away a lot. Like Stand Up New York's been doing a bit of that lately. Like if you do a good tweet. Like, you have to tweet to them on a Wednesday, and if you do a good tweet, they let you do the check spot.
Oh,
and
God.
I'm just like, first of all, the check spot is not like a normal spot. Like, you have to, like, that's like...
It doesn't... Stop. Right there. What? You don't need a check spot.
Yeah.
There shouldn't be a check spot at any fucking comedy club in anywhere. The only reason why there's a check spot is because they want to make sure that they get all the drinks in as possible and fucking... And they don't want to do... at the end, they don't want to deal with... they want to get another crew right in there. They want people out as fast as they can and the next group in, okay? Mm-hmm. It's to benefit the waiters and waitresses, okay, and the fucking manager.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with the comic or comedy, okay? They'd rather sacrifice the comedy show, okay, than to say, fuck the check, like the comedy seller, no check spot. You get a stamped, here it is, everybody. Ready? Drum roll, Kelly. Hit the fucking...
I didn't say find
what
one?
You do to balls.
Come on.
What you do to make the average guy blow a load.
Is there any way I get guys to like
Don't
me?
Step on the joke, Kel.
That was sorry.
You got to shut the... use your headphones. You got to go with the joke.
All right.
So there you go. That would have been a perfect thing. Right, Phil? Am I out of my mind? Phil, you can talk into a microphone. There's nobody... FYI,
they're running late.
If somebody's sitting here, going, is it just Kelly and Bob? Is that it? Or
that's
Bob
it.
Kelly? Get it? Bob Kelly? Kelly? No, it's not. We have Big J Okerson coming, who had a very fucked up experience during Hurricane Sandy. We want to talk about, and we have Luis J. Gomez, or as we call him. Fucking sweaty ass.
On my rollerblades?
A gay baby.
Yeah.
Anyways, here's what you do, clubs. Ready? All over the country. Please, if you're a club owner, here's what you do. I'm gonna solve it right now. The check spot. Ready? Okay, here it is. You make people come in a certain way and leave a certain way. Okay? They can't leave any way they want. They leave a certain way. But when they leave... they can only get out if their whole party's with them and with a stamp receipt. You cannot leave unless your receipt has a stamp. And you can pick whatever stamp you want. You can make a smiley face. You can make it the club's logo. You can make it just an arrow going through a heart. Whatever you want. If that check has, that receipt has a stamp on it, that means that the party paid their tab and they're good to go. If it doesn't, you got to send them back. I know it's going to be, people are going to go, fuck you. People are going to go, what the fuck? And it's going to be, but you know what? The show's better for the comic. It takes, you'll have maybe 5 more minutes of bullshit, maybe.
What do you think about, though, that it's a way of nurturing new talent?
What?
It's check spots.
Check spots are nurturing new talent? Okay, fine. Mm. That's fine, but someone in the audience just doing, what?
That's different.
Here's the thing. Picking a random person in the audience to do 5 minutes of stand-up is saying that stand-ups is fucking whatever. It's shit. Anybody can do it. Here, you get up and try.
That's fucking insulting.
To me.
Because I would have been hanging out at that club for an hour and a half, begging for 5 minutes, and they're like, you know what? We'd rather just give it to someone who just did a 2-drink minimum. And I'm like, oh, fuck.
Well, I agree with him. If it's an option between you and just a random person in the crowd, I do agree with this format.
Oh, I got some good fucking dick jokes.
I'm not done laughing.
Step on your laugh with a dick joke.
Stop it. Use your headphones. I'm going to turn your headphones up. Turn your headphones up.
I just did.
Turn them up more. I want them so loud that when I talk, it hurts your ears.
Yeah, it's,
actually,
it hurts my ears without headphones.
I'll let you have that one. There's a button. There's a button. There you go. See the button? Boom.
I'm growing, Dad.
Come here. What do you mean you're growing? You tattletale.
That's a great Uncle Paul.
I know.
That's fantastic.
It is. It's fucking good. I went over in her underwear, panties, I call them.
All these allegations.
I love fucking Uncle Paul.
Did you?
Anyways, so there you go. That's what you do, clubs. You just have a stamp receipt. And then people, and fucking, that's it. There's no more bullshit. Mm. There's no more bullshit. I'm taking this off, too. I want to start cleaning these.
Okay. Oh,
this is going to annoy somebody right there.
We're going to hear your peas pop.
Fuck them. I have popping peas.
Oh, gross.
Pop, pop, pop.
I can hear the saliva just like exiting out of your mouth.
Do you have any more of these?
I think so.
All right, grab one. Hang on one sec. We're going to pause for one sec. But you'll never know that we paused. So, all right, yeah, I mean, look, there's what you do. I mean, I get it. I get everybody's panicking. They need to make money. They need to pay rent. I get it. And say a new club like that, they're trying to get muster up business, and they're trying to find something to get people to come because you need people to come every night. And, you know, the cellar's been doing it for 30 years. And, you know, I get it. I get it. But it just, it kind of was like, oh, fuck me, man. Yeah. Imagine being on a show. I mean, there is people like you out there. There's plenty of comics. You know, I don't know. And then again, I don't know how to make a fucking business work. So yeah. You do what you got to do. You know, the Stand, those guys, good guys, care about comedy. Mm. I don't care who there's. I don't think there's any been owners of a club that have cared about comedy more than these fucking assholes.
Yeah.
But that bummed me out when I saw that.
Was that on a weeknight?
I don't know.
That scares me, though. When people care about comedy, it scares me.
Why?
Because it's harder to... Because you have too much of a heart in it, and it's harder to keep things going. Like, when you get the ruthless people that are just after money, they're the ones, like... You go down to Broadway comedy club shows, tickets only sold by barkers. They're giving all the barkers that stage time, and you might have one or two good people on a show. It's a two-hour show. Uh-huh. They're making so much money, but... There's a quality that's just not there because I don't give a shit.
Well, look,
it.
Man, look, it's look, I get it. There's certain clubs. I mean, look, Caroline's is a certain club. Gotham's a certain club. Comedy Cellar, they're all clubs. They have personalities and the comics. Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
That, that go to those clubs, that fit those personalities. I get it. And every club has its meaning. Every club helps certain groups of guys become better and better. So there's a need for every club that exists. There is a need for it. Mm. There is a group of guys that prosper from that. Mm. So, look, I love comedy clubs. Even if I don't play them or they don't like me or they won't let me play, I don't give a fuck. But I was kind of bummed with that shit because that club is like a... they have a comics table. They're really trying to be, something.
Yeah.
And that kind of was like, don't do that shit. Don't minimize what we do to where just some asshole can fucking get up and do it.
Yeah.
Because then the people that went to that show are going to be like, ugh. Oh, this sucked. That guy sucked. You want to end the show on the best guy. You want the show to end on the best motherfucker. You want the best guy or at least the guy who can kill it to end that show. So people go, wow, that was fucking great.
I just want you to know I was actually the guy who went up and did five. It was really great.
Oh,
so you did good?
That's kind of messed up.
Did you really? Well, first of all, your bangs are adorable. And I love he has a little wool hat.
Aww.
And he made it so his bangs come out.
Hey, you look like a hobo. Look at you. Yeah.
Kelly's back on the fucking market.
Hey?
I missed out on getting my stairs done because this fucking twat can't stick with somebody for fucking 2 weeks.
I know. And I didn't tell anyone that I had a boyfriend because I didn't want to ruin it because he put the mockers on it when you tell everyone. It just falls to shit.
We talked about it on the show.
Well, yeah, but that was the first time I spoke about it. And then 4 days later, we broke up. But, the 2 months before then, I didn't say anything.
Yeah, well, he was a great guy, good-looking guy, and he was a carpenter.
Oh,
and I need carpentry done. Yeah. I need my stairs fixed. I need somebody who can fit, and not just some guy who can make a bench. I need a guy who knows how to put almost like a floor.
Yeah.
I need to cover my spiral staircase halfway and put a bench and a window seat so I can have an office area in my apartment.
Oh, he could totally do that for you. He made stairs the other week. I saw him showing me pictures.
I don't need stairs.
He's having to fix it.
I need to cover my stairs.
No, he'll do it. Like, he loves you. He'll probably still do it. Do you?
Why did you have to dump him?
Can I tell you one?
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Did you mess around with him?
No.
You didn't get anything.
Did I cheat on him? Is that what you're saying?
No, did you not mess around? Did you mess around with him?
What?
Did you fuck him, Kel?
Of course I fucked him. What are you talking about? Jesus.
You don't have to be such a whore bag.
God,
wow.
He set me up for that.
I'm just saying. You don't have to be a slut about it. I'm asking you if you're fucking...
Going out for months. You're going to want to fucking suck his dick or fucked him? Jesus Christ.
You
what am
sucked
I, a frigo?
His dick?
Yeah, of course I did.
Are you a good dick sucker?
What?
Talk like guy to guy.
Got a guy.
You're a good dick sucker. Let me tell you what type of dick sucker I'd be.
Okay, with those luscious lips.
I would suck the best cock.
Yeah, because you know how you like your dick sucked. That's why gay
no,
guys.
No, because
best dick
I'll
suckers.
Fucking. I have nice lips, and I've watched so many girls suck cock.
I disagree.
What?
Because you have bad reflexes.
You're telling me I won't suck a dick good?
You might throw up if someone farts and it smells bad. You can't hold down vomit. You can't put a dick in your mouth because your reflexes are going to...
First of all, you're out of your mind. Two different things. I throw up, it's like crazy blood and shit coming out of assholes. A nice fucking fat, beautiful cock in my mouth. I'll be able to lower that tongue down like I'm drinking fucking 100 proof whiskey and fucking one sip a bottle.
I don't know, man. Because when guys put their hands on the back of your head and just force it right through.
You feel
the tip right at the back and you go... Hook.
Yeah, that's great. I love that. This is what I love is when that you do that to a girl and that makes her puke up a little phlegm and your dick is all wet and it like it's just sopping wet. And then they take it out and they spit on your dick out of anger.
I get pissed when guys do that because it's like, I'm already here. You think I'm not going to suck it properly if I'm already here? You don't need to force it down.
Well, that's properly sucking it.
Well, you know, I'm a lady to some about guys. It, but I also know how to do it properly.
Do you spit on it?
Yeah.
You're like angry or like sexy?
Look, it's a theater piece.
Tell what did you mean?
A little bit of spit, a little bit of this, a little bit of comeback. It's all, you know.
Okay. Now, do you swallow?
Yeah.
Ugh.
But I don't know if you do that?
Dude,
I don't know if you remember from a few weeks ago, we spoke about the fact that I have never had cum in my mouth before.
Before this guy.
Yeah.
And
the
you
first
did
one.
It.
I did it with him.
You swallowed his cum. Yep. All right, let's stop.
And Big J was actually on when we talked about it, and he was like, well, you're just going to save it for the right guy? You should just be doing it with the wrong guy.
First of all, I want to talk to you about this.
Yes. What is it?
I found out that women get sick with nausea when they're pregnant. They get nauseous because of the DNA. Mm. A foreign DNA is in their body. Like, so if I got you pregnant, you would get nauseous because my DNA was in your body and your body was trying to fight that. And it was getting sick. It was trying to fight the foreign objects in the body.
Yeah.
So you get sick from that. And the way to counteract that is by drinking my jizz, putting more of my DNA in you. And swallowing my jizz and having more jizz in you, so that will help you.
So you're saying that jizz cures morning sickness.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Really? Did someone tell you that and then turn their back to you and kind of giggle in their hand afterwards?
I'm saying that right now. I'm saying that.
What?
I'm saying that. If you have morning sickness, swallow your husband's jizz.
So Dr. Kelly, everybody.
Dr. Kelly's here.
Has prescribed.
And I'm from Australia.
Yeah. You know what I prescribe?
All right, here we go.
Cup of
so we're you all right, you're alone. You're sucking his dick. Are you fuck him or are you just sucking his dick right now? And then are you going to of course you're not going to fuck him because you're already he's going to come in your mouth. So you're not fucking. You're just this is about him right now.
Yeah.
So you're sucking his dick. Where is this taking place? His place or your place?
His place. Yeah, he's gonna
couch,
place.
In the bedroom, where?
Well, most of the time it's on the bed. Sometimes it's standing.
So you're in the bedroom. We're in the bedroom. He has roommates, no roommates.
Girl roommate.
Mm-hmm. Hotter.
Nah, she's not hot.
Yeah, no, hotter that it's a girl, that there's a vagina somewhere else in the room.
Hang on, let me get those dipshits. Okay. I got to buzz them in.
Okay, so yeah, we have, just to let you guys know. Probably people tuned out. We're 22 minutes in. They probably already shut out. It's just these two assholes. We're out. Goodbye. And if you did, you fucked up because we got Big J coming in. Big J Okerson and Louis J. Gomez are coming in to talk about the hurricane. So, so do you have their drinks ready?
Now.
Did you get Jay's drink? Well, we are being joined. We're talking right now about Kelly's swallowing load for the first time.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Louis J. Gomez. Hi, buddy.
Hey, man.
How are you, man? And Big J are coming in. We've already started the podcast. We're 22 minutes in.
Why would you start the podcast?
That's just a new thing I'm doing. I'm not waiting for people. And then you guys come in. It's like a special. It's like, oh, you're here. It's great. Hi, buddy. How are you? Hi, Louis.
I don't like it. I haven't been here in a while. I don't like it.
There's no problem, dude. It's good. Grab your drinks out of there. We have, you want coffee? We didn't get Starbucks because I just started the show. But we have coffee if you want coffee.
We got beers.
We do have beers.
I'm not driving, so I'm good.
Oh, well, good for that. So we're starting the show now. These guys just showed up. a lot to talk about, man. We got this is post-apocalypto. Dude, my house is in the fucking river, dude. Dude, my baby's dead, dude.
Dude.
Dude, my fucking window got flooded, dude. We're talking, first off, just to let you guys know, Kelly swallowed her first load.
Really?
Yeah, you were here the last time when she
Kelly.
Never swallowed jizz.
Kelly.
You know a new human being now.
I think I didn't even know who's jizz.
Kelly,
and you, of course you do.
You swallowed Sonny's jizz?
Yeah.
Look at you.
You know.
In case you didn't know that, that's not a fucking Puerto Rican tranny. That is Luis J. Gomez.
You know who that is? You know who Sonny is?
Sonny
is a guy who got me a gift for my baby shower and showed up.
What's that? What's a baby shower?
Yeah, oh yeah, you don't fucking know what a baby shower
is. When was that?
Fuck you,
First of all, I wasn't invited.
You weren't invited?
I never got an invite.
I have actually a text message proving that I invited you.
When was it?
Last Saturday.
Yeah, I was stuck in fucking Chicago, dude, filming some shit. I film. I'm a filmer.
You should have told me you weren't going to come.
Dude, I wasn't in town.
There's a thing as reverse RSVP.
Here's the
thing.
Deal. I wasn't in town. I apologize, but I am getting you something through your stupid thing that you sent.
Registry.
Yeah, so don't worry. You're getting the gift.
I'd rather your presence.
The main thing that you want, first of all, nobody's going to your fucking stupid one-bedroom apartment. Nobody fits.
First of all, I wasn't at my one-bedroom apartment. Kelly, would you tell them how dope my baby shower was? Because Kelly was there, and I barely even like her.
Dude, it was the gayest shit I've ever seen before. I can't believe
that he
was.
He's having a gay baby. Why would it not be the gayest baby shower?
Everything was beautiful and blue, and there was like little toys everywhere and little dummies. It was great. Hey, what? Shut up. It was
Lewis
a great baby.
It was
show.
Awesome.
It was
a
awesome.
Big
no, was
brown
beautiful.
Faggot. Oh, come on.
Yay, Big J's here. Woo!
Big J and his SEAL Team 6 scarf.
you look like Yasser Arafat.
Sorry, guys. I was Desert Commandoing today.
Me and Big J, we had an argument on the way here because he parked three blocks away so he could smoke a cigarette, and I got mad at him because... He didn't just fucking drop me off here to get here on time for you guys.
Story yeah. So full of lies. I didn't park anywhere. We were in a cab. I got out of the cab at the first red light, so I figured I'd smoke a cigarette on the way over here.
That's all right.
I respect that. I respect that.
No one has a problem with it.
I'm an ex. First of all, here's the deal. I'm like you. I would have done the same thing. I have to agree. I don't like being late for things. It's a weird thing. When I got sober, my sponsor was like, when you're late, that means you don't respect yourself and the people. But, so it got into my head. So I'm never late for anything. And when I am late or when somebody else makes me late, it fucking annoys me because they're making me do what
but
they want.
But no, he's right. Okay.
Let me finish. All right, get finished. They're making me do. He's you're making me do what you want me to do. That fucking gets under my skin. But here's the deal. I've been a smoker, too, where it's like, look, I know I'm going to be here for an hour and a half. I'm going to fucking walk in. I'm going to get a smoke. We can be a few minutes late. Jay's a more laid back guy, which I've learned later in life. I'm a little of Jay now, and I'm still a little of you.
Big Jay's going to pounce on my story right now.
Go ahead.
Okay, I want Lewis to tell it and then just fucking pick his stupid bullshit apart.
Go ahead, Lewis. Go ahead.
All right, no. All right, so he parked over there. All right, we smoked weed, and that's the point that you're going to make, is that we smoked weed, and then we got here in a cab, and then fucking you told the cab to stop three blocks away for you to get out and smoke a cigarette.
Mm-hmm.
And then we walked here, and I got annoyed about it. But here's the thing. I don't want to fight with Jay about it. I just got annoyed about it, and I mentioned it, and then Big Jay has to get the last word in.
I'm annoyed with Lewis almost 23 of every 24 hours I spend with him. He's doing something significantly worse than what he's describing I've done. First of all, to even mention it is so fucking retarded.
Right.
Because he calls me when I'm coming from the fucking Bronx,
right,
displaced from my home, like rushing around like a maniac today to get a rental car.
Right.
And gasoline.
Right.
He goes, can you pick me up on my way down? I go, sure. I go, I'll meet you, you know, over.
Can I just stop for 1 second?
Sure.
How far do you live away? Are you at your house?
Yeah, my apartment.
So it's a few blocks over that way.
21st and the east side.
It's around a 20-minute walk.
30-minute.
20-minute.
30.
20, I'll cut it in half. I'll meet you halfway. 25.
Fine.
25 minutes. Fine. And it's probably a 5-minute cab ride. 10-minute cab ride.
7-8-minute cab ride.
Okay, go ahead.
5.
5-minute cab ride.
I live there.
Goes,
and I take cabs
ride.
Here.
So you're coming from the Bronx.
From the Bronx.
You rented a car, had to go get gas, and it's crazy apocalypto fucking lines.
Mad Max,
right?
Gas.
So now he calls you for a ride. He's right down the street from the club. Where the studio.
Coincidentally, also, I got 3 hours of sleep last night because I was filming something.
Right.
Lewis,
because you film.
I film.
You're a filmer.
I film stuff.
I'm a filmer too.
I gotta call you guys filmists.
We're filmists.
So as a guy who films, you'll get this.
I'm a filmer.
I
woke up early.
Can I get my back?
I had to go rent the car.
Yeah.
I had to get the car gas. That's hours.
Right.
I go home. I try to exercise. I jump in the shower.
Let's just stop right there. I've been with you. Stop.
Yeah,
I've been with you.
Go ahead.
The whole way.
I open the door on that.
I want you to take that back.
I'll take it back.
Okay, take that back.
I did exercise, but I'll take it back.
That's really funny.
How did you... walking up the stairs twice is not exercise.
No. Jim said while we're displaced every day, 60 push-ups, 60 squats, 60 sit-ups. I did that.
60 squats?
Jim. Yeah.
Okay, now when you squat down, are there chicken McNuggets and then a sauce?
Bobby,
so it's a McNugget, bite. Is it a McNugget?
Before,
then back down, sauce dip, and then back up, bite?
I'll take your attack. Okay. However, Lewis will tell you from knowledge, I got a deep squat, buddy.
No, it's cool. Actually, not for nothing. If there's one thing Jay can do, it's squat.
I bet he can.
It's no joke, dude.
My form is fantastic.
I bet he can.
I'm limber and oddly flexible.
I bet you can.
Dude, it's like his asshole touches the floor and he comes right back up. It's beautiful,
I'll bang one out. You guys want me to bang one out? I'd love to see one right now.
Move that chair.
I'm in jeans.
Kelly, move that chair.
Give you a Russian gymnast?
Right there, right here. One, two. I love it.
Oh, look at that.
That's a deep fucking squat,
That's a
dude.
Deep squat.
He's squatting right towards
squat.
Me.
Wow.
It's a fantastically deep squat.
Wow.
Babies don't squat that deep.
That's fucking great. So gay guys
back.
Don't squat that deep.
So filmist, I'll go back and say I worked out a little
bit. Yes, okay. Filmist.
Jumped in the shower.
Yes.
Tried to see my kid for literally 7 minutes.
Let me ask you a question real quick. I'm going to jump in here just for the audience to know.
Sure.
When you wash in the shower, do you squat and scrub your own asshole?
I don't, but I go.
You could do that.
I could do it if I wanted to. But
dangerous.
I just bend over a little bit.
Yeah.
I loofah the crack.
Yeah.
I soap up the fingers really good.
Oh, yeah, we talked about it. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Knuckles deep.
Yeah, but I took a quick shower.
Okay, quick shower.
Hung out with Isabella for a couple minutes.
Jumped in the car. That's your daughter.
Yes. Left early because I was told New Jersey Turnpike is shut down, so there might be traffic going across and like the Deegan and everything.
Wow.
So I jumped in. There was luckily no traffic.
Right.
I came down the FDR. Lewis calls me, says, can you pick me up on your way?
Mm.
Sure. Absolutely. Meet me over on 3rd and 20th.
Right.
Okay. I get the 3rd and 20th. Lewis isn't even there yet.
Can we stop for 1 second?
Sure.
Do you guys smell weed?
Probably.
I smell weed.
Yeah, they probably just smoked some on the way here.
Did you guys smoke weed?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I can smell. I'm pregnant, by the way. I'm pregnant. Go ahead. My shower's in 3 months.
You're very, very sensitive.
You're invited, Lewis.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
And I'll come.
I get Lewis. I pick him up. He gets there late.
Yeah.
He comes out.
Hold on, time out. Jay, can't be a dick. When you say late, it's literally 30 seconds after.
No, not 30 seconds. False.
Dude.
2 minutes, easy.
Dude.
Easy.
Dude.
I'm not lying.
Before you guys start to physically fight,
no.
Can you get me a water? Because I'm a little dehydrated. And, okay, thanks.
Just ricochet it off my skull into Bobby's hand.
Because I know if you guys fight, it's going to be awkward asking while you're fighting. Can you get me a water? All right, go ahead.
No physical. Lewis doesn't want a piece of that squat. Soft squat.
How? Gary does. I know Lewis.
Kick him right this
Lewis
squat dick.
Right my squat. Right my balls will be hanging so low.
Oh, Jesus.
He's going to hit foot and then floor and then foot again.
Dude,
you're going to bounce my balls if you kick me in the balls during a squat.
So
I digress.
So here's the deal.
I get Lewis, from 30th or 20th and
first.
Comes in. We kill about 2 minutes doing that. I drive around. Now I'm staying in the city tonight because I have to do something in the morning. So
right. Film. Are you filming?
No, radio.
Radio. You're a radioist.
Don't go to Ron and Fez.
Love Ron and Fez.
Love him.
Love him the best.
Audioist.
So where I'm staying at, uh-huh. I circle the block just real quick to say if there's a parking spot where I don't have to like move the car at 7 in the morning, I'll just jump in it and we'll jump in a cab.
Are you staying with a friend?
Yeah. We jumped we found a spot. We found a spot on Lewis's suggestion. Smoke in the car real quick.
Not true. You said, I wish we could smoke before we go up to Bobby's
show. I said, I
want
to smoke a bowl before I go to
and
Bobby's show.
I said, hold on. Instead of doing it outside at the cellar.
Which would have got us here faster.
Would have got us here faster. Good point. I said we should just
so
do
you,
it in the
he
car.
Has a point. He has a point. You just admitted that he has a point.
No. And I also admitted on the way up in
now,
the stairwell where we fought in the stairwell. This is where the fight happened, okay?
Can we admit this, though?
Right before we got up here.
Yes.
Okay? Because I was annoyed the whole walk as we're walking 3 blocks in the cold, as I'm annoyed, okay? Yeah. I admitted.
I hope you were cold and annoyed.
I admitted that I'm partially wrong because I said, all right, fine, let's smoke in the car.
Right. Can we admit this, though? You're both fucking stoned, so nobody, who knows who's right? Who knows who's wrong?
I'm right.
Okay, but to Lewis, he's not going to know because he's fucking based.
Lewis has never known he's been wrong about anything ever in history.
Dude, don't you bring up history.
Nothing.
Not in my house.
I'm coming up with history. This isn't your house.
This is my house.
This is not
if
your
you
house.
Say, can I, if
Lewis,
you, say,
you wouldn't have a collection of ukuleles.
I'm going to throw hot coffee in your face if you say dude threatening one more time. Dude, don't ever use the dude word on this show in a threatening way.
Dude,
you're lying, dude.
Me and Jay, listen.
You crossed the line. So we smoked weed in the thing. We got out. We found a cab immediately. But where we had parked, we had to do a stupid motion to go around the island on Bowery.
Right.
And we got here, and I jumped out the first red light the successive
streets. He just tells the cab stop, and I was like, oh.
No. False. The light just turned red, so I said to him, I go, we'll get out
don't
here.
Don't you say false to me aggressively. That's my word.
It wasn't.
Bugs
it was
false.
It was authoritative. It wasn't aggressive.
It was I do agree. It was
false.
Because he used that hand, the finger with a mitten on it.
Yeah, a mitten
that could
a
never be.
Finger.
That could never be fucking
it's like a
mean.
Homeless
yeah.
guy.
And you know how weird it is? Just like that, just turn forward. Now it's aggressive.
Now it's aggressive.
But
right.
this is authoritative.
No. It's a fingerless mitten.
If you keep your thumb and your middle finger connected, authoritative, right? If you tilt that down and then the thumb crosses over that middle finger,
yeah,
that's aggressive.
But this,
great
I give you a
podcast description. Boom,
bang. What is it?
He's trying to get you on his team.
I'm always on. I'm on both of your teams.
I got out the red.
You know what, dude? Podcast.
Got out
I'm
the
a
red
team
light.
Player.
There you go. I got out the red light.
Yes.
Smoked a cigarette.
Mm-hmm.
We got here.
You're here.
We got as fast as we can get here.
We're fucking here.
If I lived on 21st Street, dude. I'd have been here.
Dude, let me
I'd have been
something.
Here
15
minutes early if
face.
I lived in 21st
dude,
Street.
Let me, the point,
I'm coming from
the
outer
point
borough.
That,
that is true, though. You did make him go out of his way to pick you up.
Lewis.
I didn't make him go out of his way. He was coming from downtown.
He asked me if I would. I'd have been here on time.
You ask a guy like Jay. Here's the deal.
Like
I know Jay. I've known Jay from the beginning.
Yeah.
You ask
have
a guy
you,
like
yeah,
Jay.
You, each other longer
you
than
ask
12 years.
Jay's not going to be on time. He's always going to be a couple minutes late. That's Jay. Jay's not a... He's not.
I started in the black comedy clubs. He never really had to be there on time.
Yeah, he's never been on time. He's always a. And I remember one time when he was on time, he stayed at my house. It was like this shock, and he was so proud of himself. He's like, "I'm here on time, dude."
Yeah.
But I was late, so that actually probably fucked it up even more for him.
I got such anxiety. I used to stress out about being late so much that I just go, "What can you do, man? Did my best.
You smoke a bowl and you walk through. Blocks.
Did my best.
What did your best, man?
Were you talking about with Kelly before we got here? Kelly just shuts down completely as people are.
Well,
you swallowed
a
load.
Here's the deal, exciting. Guys. Just FYI, for your information,
FYI,
if that's what that means.
FYI.
Oh gosh,
I used to do this by myself. This show.
I know you did.
It
actually,
wasn't.
I knew that.
Wasn't as good. No, but
did you really just you talking by yourself?
Just me and my iPhone.
Ranting?
Me and my iPhone.
That's, just self-ranting.
Well, here I started the show back in the day with Colin Quinn. We used to just record our conversations at night. We would talk every night, or at least every other night. We'd talk for like an hour on the phone. It'd be bitching and moaning and laughing and joking about everybody and everything. And I just started recording those and putting them on the internet.
From
and
the actual phone call.
From the phone call. It was just like a three-way phone call with a recorder. And that actually, we had 20,000 listeners back then. This was before anybody had a podcast. Before, I don't even think the name podcast existed, I don't think. But then we stopped, blah, blah, blah. I kept it going. But then a couple of years ago, I started doing it again on my iPhone. I had a developer develop this thing where I would email an audio file, MP3. If it was MP3, it would take it, suck it up, and put it on iTunes. Automatically. It was just this easy way to do a podcast.
Like it's actually changed now. Like you have to do a whole different process to get on iTunes.
This is a real show. To do it, that was just me talking into my iPhone
right.
in a car to keep myself up or so I didn't kill myself in Edmonton. You know what I mean? Because
sure.
I was there for fucking, from Wednesday to Monday gigs.
Oh, my God.
You know those gigs.
I know that particular gig.
Well, I mean, here it is. You're alone a lot. I don't drink. I don't fuck around. I don't do drugs. I don't party. If I did all that shit, I could probably find some assholes to hang out with and go and have a blast. Or I could, hire some whores or blah, 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 blah. But now it's me in a hotel room by myself. My wife, isn't into me anymore. No,
video games, buddy.
Well,
bring your Xbox. It's more, I do it.
I can't.
It gets me through. Sacramento's a long gig I just did.
I can't carry an Xbox, dude. They made a smaller Xbox. I do it.
It's pretty small, but you can get a book bag that carries it.
I can't do it, dude.
Every time I don't do it, I regret not bringing it.
Here's the
every
thing.
Time.
I hear you, but what I started to do was I brought this thing with me, and I would record the shows, and I would make these shows, and it turned into this. Now I bring my computer, and I try to write.
Right.
I try not jokes. I don't know why I can't write jokes.
Let me tell you something. Look, I can't stand to write jokes.
You write romance novels?
I brought Lewis to Montreal with me a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
This jerk off, because again, same situation. Like, no, we smoke weed, but like, no one's out there really getting hammered. We're not getting pussy. We're not. So it's like, literally, we go back to the hotel room, and Lewis goes, I'm so cold and tired. And he gets in bed, and he goes, oh, I'm not going to sleep. I'm just going to stay. And 15 minutes later, he's asleep. And I wish I brought my fucking Xbox that weekend. Aww. So much.
Well,
so he turns me into an asshole because most people, when they go out, they like to go out and fucking go to a bar or drink. That's not what you like to do. Don't turn me into the asshole. Well, I can't help it if I fall asleep and I can't stay awake watching television late at night.
It's not that late at night.
Well, I mean, look, is it a hotel room with two beds in it?
Yes.
Yeah, dude, let me tell you something. I understand what you're doing, but you should have got him his own room. That's it.
That'd come out of my pocket.
Oh, shit. that gig's a paying gig, isn't it?
Why is him falling asleep going to affect you? Like, you can still do your own thing. If he's falling asleep...
I can't know. My point was solely being that I should have brought my Xbox.
Here's the deal. I want to make enough money doing shows. Enough money where I can bring a guy like Lewis or Kelly and somebody
a guy
else.
Like Kelly?
Well, with Kelly. Yeah. Not just Kelly by herself. Because no, I'm kidding.
Did we talk about that on the show?
Hang on. Listen.
So much to talk about, guys.
First of all, yeah, don't so bring much. Another topic up, asshole.
My friend's reaction to Kelly.
Hold on to that. But what I'm saying is, I'm glad you're bringing this up. We're going to get back. For all the people listening, we're getting back to Kelly swallowing jizz for the first time in a minute. But you bring up this is going to be a two-parter. We're going to do a two-parter. It's going to be this week and next week. Because the next part of the show is all about the hurricane. I need to talk about this. You know, it's going to be all about that. That'll be next week. This week we're talking about Kelly swallowing jizz for the first time. We're going to talk about being lonely on the road and whatever the fuck happened to Lewis. Lewis, if you take your phone out again, I will smash it.
It just died, Bob.
I don't care.
It just died.
I wish you could say that. Your girlfriend could say that about you.
Aww.
Or your baby.
And it just,
listen, I'm kidding.
Bob,
I'm kidding.
Come
I'm
on,
kidding.
Bro. He's not
I'm
even
kidding.
Alive yet.
I know, but he
Bob,
is gay. He
we
is
want
gay.
Him to be gay, not dead.
I'm kidding, dude. I'm sorry. I feel so bad.
We love James.
Your baby's not going to die.
Yeah.
It's not going to die in the belly. It will die in the projects that you have to bring him up in.
Jeez, but Lindsay's looking kind of beaten. You're looking a bit beaten down.
Bobby
right
looks skinny.
Listen, yeah, here's the deal.
You look skinny as well.
Thanks.
I was on the road, and you don't know this yet because you haven't been on the road, but you'll know it, and you'll know it too when you know, Lewis will know it. No, you'll know it, but here's the deal. You go on the road, and you're out there, and when you give up all your shit, when you give up all your addictions, there's nothing to do. There's nothing to fucking do. You know, I was on the road for a month. I just got back. I came home from one day, and I was in fucking Hartford, Connecticut. Funny Bone, love the club. But it's great that you brought Lewis.
Yeah.
Because I want to start bringing people too. Because it gets so lonely, and plus, you never know what middle you're going to get. You get some guy going up there doing some hacky shit. And you got to go up after. The crowd doesn't know. We've talked about this before. And, you know, it's like, oh, God. Fucking. I had one guy at the end of the show. He said, hit it. And he played the music.
Right.
And he did a different. And I actually told him at the end of the week. He goes, he asked me. And he was a nice guy. And he's a funny guy. He didn't even need to do this hacky shit at the end. And I said, stop doing that shit, dude. You want to fucking move to New York? I go, there's no
Where's
club.
He from?
No club in Hartford. There's no club in New York that's ever going to put a CD in and go, and when you go hit the music, that's never going to happen.
I have a feeling by what you're describing that I work with this guy in an actual barnyard comedy club in upstate New York.
No, a lot of people do that.
Is he a black dude?
There's a lot of black dudes.
Black dudes?
Yeah.
Oh, no, it wasn't a black dude.
Black dude. Well, I said, dude, stop doing that. And to his credit, dude, the last show, he didn't do it. And he killed it with jokes. And
you told him not to do it?
I told him not. He asked me. I didn't say it. He asked me advice. I'm not going to just give people advice. He asked me. And I said, stop doing that shit, dude. I go, look, we all have hacky shit in our act that we do, but that's fucking terrible. You're never going to move to New York with that shit. And then he didn't do it. And I was like, and he did great. He closed on a joke, which is really cool to close on a joke when you're a comic. Right? And
Wait. Closing on a joke?
We're going to explain what jokes are
okay,
first.
Right.
Okay?
It's not just don't go too fast for me, guys.
It's not just fucking, I'm from Australia? The name? Anyways. Yeah, you're on the. I'm in the hotel room every day, and then I had to go to Chicago because I'm a filmist, and I got stuck out there.
Oh, filming, bro, right? It's a bitch.
I'm a filmist, and I got stuck out there, and then I had to go right to Fort Lauderdale because of the hurricane, and I'm out there from Wednesday to Sunday.
What, you're a storm chaser?
Yeah, I was
Bobby, Twister.
Bobby cut up Coke cans and put them in little spirals and put it on his back.
I had a beat on the edge, man. I'm chasing the storm.
I had a beat on Sandy. I had to get to latitude 46 degrees longitude.
I had to go chase in New Northeaster. No, I went down there to do a comedy show, of course.
Everyone just let you go on saying Northeaster.
Yeah, it's Northeaster.
Sorry.
Everyone just let you go.
Apparently,
fucking, you
not
can tell,
everybody.
You can tell the age of comedy, like who's like been doing it like the least time by the willingness to go. No, Bobby, you fucking just fucked up there.
I actually didn't know the right pronunciation.
Kelly's just
I've never
still,
heard about
Kelly's
that before.
Still in shock that she's on the show. So.
I've never heard
the words.
I only heard that word North. What's it called? North.
Oh, now she's faking what?
Nor'easter.
No, I've never heard that word before. I've asked people, and they're
Bobby,
like,
"Bobby, I've never heard your voice so clear,
you
Kelly. Is your
that's a reaction of a girl that's fucking
Kelly's throat so
no, I don't want
that's
fuck.
A girl. That's a reaction of a girl that's taking cack who's like acting. She put on a whole show just now.
What?
I would never ever. I would never want. I would. This is God's honest truth.
What?
Never ever would I ever lie and get naked with Kelly. First of all, I'm not. I don't think I would. It would just me physically naked right now would probably make her okay, Kelly. That and her physically naked. For me too. I don't think that I could get it.
No.
I would let her suck my dick in the dark.
Well, now that you know, she takes it down the hatch.
Yes. But anyways, back to the reality of it of this topic that I wanted to bring up is that you actually brought up is that I'm in Fort Lauderdale at this place. It's all drunk people. It's all craziness. It's literally spring break every fucking night down there at the club, and I'm fucking. Every day, you wake up, you do press, you come back to the room, you're alone, you all the way up to the show, then you go up, you don't know what fucking asshole you're working with, what hack shit they're doing, but they think they're a fucking superstar. They're kind of, like, I'm real excited to work with you, dude, I love you, man, I love your work, but they're going up and doing their horse shit,
yeah.
You know what I mean? It's what the fuck? But you go up and you kill every night, I know that I can kill. You get anxiety, though, because you're all alone. And then you go back to the room after, and you eat some fucked up food.
Okay,
and
you try not to fucking eat like an animal.
You try not to
do,
eat like a fucking
animal. But you do.
It's fucked up. I mean, I worked out. I went to the gym 3 days out of fucking four. But it still doesn't help. You're fucking alone. And the only way to make this fucking, if my wife came with me, I always have fun. I always have a blast because we do shit. I like hanging with. Or if you bring a friend to middle for you. Like when me, Kelly, and Dan... Did
awesome.
did Levity Live? It was a blast because we drove out together, we hung out together. It was cool. I mean, Kelly
shopping.
Fucking aggravated me, of course, because I know how to fucking work a merch booth, and then she just stood there in like Cindy Brady, Baton Rouge. There's a million people coming up, and she's like, "Ugh,
you fucking sell anything?"
No, she picked it up the next night. She was like. We sold a lot of shit actually, but
what are you looking at me like that, Lewis? You know what? I gotta tell you about Levity
First
Live.
Of all,
I wanted to bring something up with
Dan.
Yeah,
we need to talk about
something.
Bring something up. I mean, do you know? I mean, what the fuck do we do, Jay?
It's depressing, and it really is like. But I'm no bullshit. Like Xbox. If you're into that, if you're not into, that, I don't know. You gotta find like something. Like, why don't you like fucking.
Why don't you? Someone told me why.
But isn't it funny when people say this though? That people be like, "Dude, learn the guitar or something." You're just like, "I'm not that kind of motivated though either." It's like I don't want to like.
And who's gonna sit in the
room
by themselves?
It's like, you end up fucking watching a television most of the time and eating shitty and like.
I know, but there are some assholes that have that fucking gene in them that they'll buy a baby guitar and in 6 months they'll be playing guitar with fucking John Mayer.
Yeah, I fucking hate those.
I hate those fucking people.
Talented people.
I never get along with those dudes.
You hate talent and
I hate people that can
creativity.
Pick up talent.
Yeah, I hate truly talented people. Yes. Yes, and thank God I like not talented
people.
That's
actually a good point.
You should thank God that me and Jay both like semi-talented people.
Dude, I hate natural. Dude, I hate natural talent.
Stop pointing at me with your fat.
I hate natural talent, dude.
Lewis,
I can't
if you do it like this, it's simply authoritative.
Yes.
Dude, I hate when like kids on those fucking shows like America's Got Talent are just out there like naturally at seven can just be great and have thousands of people love
them. It's why all guitar comedy sucks cock is because people that try to do two talents blow at both.
Well, dude, here's the thing. Comics can't be singers. Singers can't be comics.
And
it's just the way
they
it is.
All want to be each other.
It's the opposite. But I don't know what to do. I just want to make enough money. I want to be famous enough to do shows when I want to at places that I want to, first of all. Because some of the places that I do now, I won't do. Yeah. I won't. Just put it that way. I'm not going to say where or when. But
how often do you want to, though? What's that? What is that? What's your drive to go do?
I would like to do
headline show. Because a
couple shows a month, Friday and Saturday. I could do 3 shows a month, Friday and Saturday. But I can't.
Three gigs, so three weekends.
I can't do this coming in on a Wednesday and doing Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Yeah. I can't do Sunday anymore. I need to be home on Sunday.
Yeah,
I can't
be flying.
I'm not. It's like Sunday. Are you nuts? And they just want you there because
they're gonna make a few more bucks.
Fuck that, dude.
Well, at my ticket sales level, it's like they're literally making like a few more. But I draw small crowds.
Okay,
on
here's the deal though. That's when your fans are coming. Thursday and Friday is when your fans are coming. A lot of these clubs give away tickets on Friday and Saturday because they don't care. I had people. A guy wrote, "Dude, I was going to buy tickets and they gave me tickets." It's like they don't even let you give you a chance to sell tickets.
Yeah,
they just fuck it. We don't care.
We just want people.
Either you're famous and you sell out, or you're not, or you're kind of. We're gonna pack that fucking room when we can. Which look, I get it. The rent's high. You got to pay bills. Okay, fine. And it's up to me to become progress in the business to where I sell more tickets. That's my thing to do. So I have to become famous enough to where I sell a certain amount of tickets and I can say this is how much I want and these are the shows I'm doing. That's it. And if you don't want that, I'm out. I'll go find somebody else to do it. And I'd love to be able to bring a guy like Lewis, throw him some cash. I'd give you your own hotel room, of course. See? But that's the reason why it's like if you made more money or you sold more tickets, he would have his own room.
Sure, yes. Right. No, that is the thing. Yeah,
I don't necessarily want my own room. I love having a room with you.
Of course you did, you fucking homo.
No, but not even that. He's actually right. I actually don't mind that. And every gig, for the most part, that I've brought somebody on, I bring people along a lot. I do.
Well, no, we have other rooms. We don't even use it.
It's a room share.
Let me tell you something. We've had rooms that are connected. We don't use it. One room is for jackets, like it's a party. And then we fucking share.
Look, dude, I like my own room. I don't want to fuck.
I don't mind rooming with a buddy.
I don't want to see your face all day. I want to shut the door and go, all right, dude, I'll see you later. I'm going to go talk to my wife because I'm a fucking adult.
Me and you room together. Very briefly, and like that one trip we did, that one gig, we would do like 3 different gigs. And I think we stayed in hotel rooms together.
Yeah, the raping of Big J. Yeah.
Oh, hey.
That's also when you and DeRosa were sharing a room, and I jerked off on my face cloth and I put it on your fucking doorknob and knocked on the door.
DeRosa grabbed it.
And DeRosa grabbed it. What's this?
Why would he do this?
That's awesome.
Anyways,
it is.
It's a fun. I can't. You know, look, man. I try. I'm writing some shit. I write scripts because scripts are easy to write. Like, but it's still hard to do. I can't sit down and write fucking jokes on the road. You know, I remember I text Billy at the club. Did you ever hate the middler? You know, the fucking the club, the fucking town. He wrote. He came back. He was like, I've hated the wood that the comedy club was made of. You know what I mean? So that actually made me feel good that Burr was like, dude, this is what he said. You got to find a place to go. You have to find like a game or a museum, somewhere to go while you're there to look forward to. So you go there during the day and do this shit. And then that's your thing to, which
not,
I get.
I'm not a self-adventurer though. Billy is more of that.
I am.
Are you?
Yeah, I like to go to museums. I went to like in Chicago when I was a filmist. When I was filming.
What were you filming, can you say?
It was a USA pilot.
Ooh.
I did a guest starring role.
Guest starring.
USA Network, nicest people in the world. Fox, the fucking crazy.
Redefining the word star.
Unbelievable.
USA's...
Babu is back!
USA's NBC, Universal. USA's,
the pilot was shot by Fox.
Fox, okay.
Yeah, and USA Network. USA Network, people are great. Awesome people. And one of my favorite networks, legitimately. I love all the fucking shows on there. Burn Notice and Suits, great shows. But I was there, and I went to a museum. I went to the Museum of Science, which is always crazy to go to.
Yeah.
Museum of Science is crazy to go to. I saw this. I went on this whole submarine.
It's like a giant version of the nature store in the mall, right?
Yeah.
It's not really a joke.
No, not at all.
Like, yeah, it is.
No, it's the science museum. The nature.
You know, like the fucking science and nature store in the mall? You go play with the little fucking, like, the pin face thing and the fucking.
I'm not a self-adventurer, like, at all. I just end up hibernating. I really do.
Patrice used to do that.
I don't stay in bed. I don't do a Patrice. I went on the road with enough to know that was weird to me. He'd call me at like 4 p.m. and be like, you know, come over and bullshit for a little bit to my room. And you go, and he'd be like, you know, in boxers in bed under the cover still. Like, I get up at a time where there's still like chance for like, you know, housekeeping, and I go get Starbucks, and like I come back and the room's, I get a day going in some capacity.
Yeah, I there's got to be, I don't know, man. You can,
but it's ended up being like a lot of movie watching. I do catching up on TV shows. And
I do that shit too, but it's like after a while you're lying sideways on the bed and you're like, oh my god, your legs numb, you got a bed sore, you're depressed, and your wife calls you, hey, what's going on? Oh, fuck off. I want to talk to you. Happy in my house, in my bed with my dog. Dog's fucking asshole face, because you have every channel that I want. I got one HBO with no movies because it's a mediocre hotel. You know what I mean? And it's just a fucking nightmare.
It's so funny how like the grass is always greener. Me and Kelly are like, what? One channel on the road?
Let me tell you something. I couldn't believe they flew me there. I was like, it's free. Like, they're flying me for free. And I got to the hotel. I don't have to pay for this. I remember my first hotel room jumping up on the bed. I got a free fucking room. It's free. I was like, oh my God. And then I did the show and I was just excited. I would stay the extra night, the Saturday, to fly home Sunday because it was cheaper. And I was excited. It was like a mini vacation. I was like, oh my God, I get a hotel room again.
You've lost all that? You don't have it? I do still have that.
No, I don't. I want to be home. I like my house. I like my fucking wife. I like New York. I like being home. Back then, I lived on 97th and Lex in a shitty apartment with a South African dude, and I had cockroaches. I didn't like to go home. I didn't want to be home. So being in a hotel was like luxurious to me. Like a Holiday Inn Express was awesome.
Sure.
So now I love my house.
I like being home.
I love being home. I love being with my chick. I'm 42.
I still really look forward to doing comedy the same way.
I love doing comedy.
I'm not, by the way, implying you don't. I'm just saying, like, I still have, I'm doing a cruise in a few weeks.
It's the rock and roll cruise.
Like Korn, Godsmack. So it's like the same thing. It's like, you know.
Will you tell Sully I said hi?
I will, buddy.
He's one of my favorite people.
Do you know? Oh, you know? Yeah. Very well. Yeah.
It's fucking awesome.
Bobby, you know like eight dudes named Sully, I bet.
Well, he's from Beantown. I know him.
Oh, that's right.
I used to open with Godsmack when I come out at the Wilbur.
Yeah.
And he was there one night, and that was just cool.
Yeah.
I came out to.
Tiny dude, right? Real tiny.
Yeah, but he's a fucking cool dude. And he's, you know.
He's a great rock star.
He knows all the cool places in the North End to eat. You know what I mean? He hangs out with my friend Steve and Leo Malaise.
Yeah, I forgot they're a Boston band. Yeah,
great. So, yeah, tell him I said hi.
I will do that.
Great band, too.
Fantastic. One amazing live band. That dude plays the drums as good as his drummer.
Yeah.
The Sully?
Yeah.
Do you ever watch that video?
Yeah.
It's one of the coolest things I've ever seen. I've seen him do it live a number of times, a drum battle. It's pretty insane.
So, yeah, I think,
I do get so excited so much that they invite me to do stuff like that. And, like, I think it's amazing.
You might be there someday when you get your hotel rooms and you'll be, like, excited. But it does go away after a while because you learn to, you spend years creating a life that you like. And you progress and you get better. You get more money. You get more things. And all of a sudden you have a wife and a house and a kitchen and things that are yours. And you want to be there. You want to be your daughter. You know, blah, blah, blah. That when you're away. I mean, I like being away, but it's great that you brought Lewis. I just would love to get to the point where I could actually, first of all, give young comics under me or friends of mine money. I want to give them money, but I also want to have a good time. I want to give them an opportunity, but I want to have fun. I want to go on the road, and I know what you do. I know what you do, and we, you know the way the show is, and we could just go have a good time. I can't wait to fucking do that. I can't wait. I really. There'll be a. I think it's a better show too when the people on the show like each other.
Mm. Absolutely. Oh,
yeah,
because
you can fuck with each other, and you go down with the ship.
Yeah.
I used to go with you. I still go sometimes with a tell on the road. Like it's fun. Right. Like it is fun. You get like, you know. I've done 9-hour drives with you. I've done 7-hour rides with Attell before. It's like it's a fun, you know, you bullshit. There's stuff
nothing,
to talk about.
Nothing
it's
better.
It's real buddies who know
it's
each
fun.
Other.
Yeah, nothing better. Nothing better. Anyways, what were you going to say about Kelly? Levity Live. What happened?
So,
I was mad at Dan about this.
Yeah, but Dan didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah, he did.
No,
Stop
I'm
defending
you
Dan,
the truth,
you fucking
idiot.
Bitch.
Okay. Go ahead.
Anyway.
Kelly,
so,
you look old today. I don't know why.
Really?
Wow.
Wow. Wow.
I don't know
the
why
pot you're calling the kettle fat.
Take
you
your phone out. I swear to God, I'm throwing something at your fucking head.
I want to know.
Put your phone away. You
I look
fucking
old, really?
You said it died. No, now we know he's also lying. He's also lying.
No, it's almost dead.
You
said
it died.
Take your phone out again. I swear to God, I'll never have you on the show again.
It died.
And I'll throw your fucking podcast off the network.
He actually said, it just died, Bobby.
You wouldn't do that.
I would fucking.
You would never do that.
I would. I have the fucking authority.
Do we? I know you do.
Do we know? I won't change the subject if you don't want to, but I'm curious to know, since I just met him, why Kelly got her throat greased up by this dude.
Hang on, one story at a time.
And then,
who's
and now they're
farted,
broken up.
Oh, whose breath stinks?
I don't think I didn't fart.
Lewis.
I think my breath's all right.
Fuck you, Kelly.
Right, anyways, go ahead. I that is, we're going to close this part of the show on Kelly's
all right.
fucking jizz mouth.
Gotcha.
Okay? God. And what it smelled like. I got it all the way. I got her all. I know where she was. We know. I set it up.
So. Did you get to the break? I'm curious.
No,
the breakup.
I didn't get there yet.
Okay.
I didn't get there yet. But let's finish this.
Levity Love story.
But speed it up, though.
All right.
So
let's not do the soap. Shut your face.
My buddy named Chicky texted me. He was like, oh, I saw Bobby Kelly.
A Puerto Rican with a buddy named Chicky.
No, white guy named Chicky.
I know. I said a buddy.
Yeah, but really? You're talking about me being Puerto Rican.
What are you going to do? It all went. Just fucking go.
So he's like, oh, yeah, Bobby was really funny. So was that guy, Dan. He was like, but that Australian chick that opened stunk. Yeah,
right.
Now, I wasn't going to tell Kelly
that. Can I say that Lewis never actually said that to
whatever.
Me?
Whatever. In other words, I just paraphrased. I paraphrased.
To you. Yeah, he paraphrased.
Whatever.
But what he just said to you.
What is it? What did I say to you?
Said,
what did I say to you?
You said to me.
Let me finish the
my
story.
No, I'll fucking tell the story. Oh, okay. You said to me, my friend
yourself.
Came and watched you know, you guys at Levity. I was like, oh, they had a good time. He goes, yeah, they had a great time. And I said to you, so what did they think? Because I knew that they went there because I saw a whole bunch of people talking to Soda. And I saw a whole bunch of people talking to Robert, and they didn't come talk to
She's
me.
She's lying right
so
now.
So I, no, shut up.
She's lying. She's
shut
lying.
Your
if you're
fucking
lie,
face
if you want to lie.
And let me finish your fucking story, you
I don't
dumb
know if
shit.
You're lie.
All right.
All right. I don't want
to. Shut your mouth.
Let her finish.
And let me finish.
Let her, you're going to talk.
Okay,
but
you
let her
talk. You have the
let
floor.
Her talk.
Lies.
Okay?
It's
my
all
hand
lies.
Is going very fast.
Blah,
right
blah.
Now.
Yada, yada, lies.
Anyway, I saw a group talk to Bobby, talk to Dan. They didn't talk to me, and I knew it was Lewis's friends. I just fucking
so that's why
I
Kelly
knew.
Put two and two. Hold on.
Well, no,
so then
let her finish.
Let me know.
Just
shut
finish.
Up.
Nobody understands what you're saying.
Yeah, right.
Just let her finish.
He's rambling
so he
a bunch of
me,
nonsense.
He says to me, "My friends came to see you at Levity Live," and I said, "Oh, I know. Like they didn't come and talk to me. They didn't have a good time." And he was like, what did that fucking idiot Dan Soda say to you? What did Dan say to you? And I'm like, Dan didn't say anything. He calls Dan, giving him shit. And I could hear Dan on the line going, dude, I didn't say anything to her. So I knew that they fucking hated me.
All right, pause.
I
Bobby,
knew. You didn't have to.
Tell me what
done?
She just
he
said.
He didn't say that they
Bobby,
had.
Bobby,
Kelly,
stank.
Kelly,
Bobby,
are you done?
Tell me
are you
what
done?
She just said.
Are you done?
Yeah.
What was her story?
I have no idea.
Exactly.
No, I'm kidding. I know what she said.
What was it?
Here's the point. With
I want
Kelly,
to know the point
shut
of what
your
she just
fucking
said.
Mouth. This is what's the problem when you get high before the fucking show.
That's not true.
Is you don't know when to shut your face, Lewis. You got headphones on. Turn them up so when you hear somebody talking, you know to shut your raspy voice.
Don't do this. Not in front of Phil.
What I'm saying, she said this. She basically said she knew those assholes were your friends because they went to me and Dan. She knew those people didn't like her. And let me tell you something. If there's anything that burns a young comic when you're in the business, when somebody doesn't like you, 1,000 people could praise your name. One guy walks out and goes, you fucking blow. That will ruin everything. You won't remember one good thing that was said to you. You're going to remember that one motherfucker who thought you sucked. And so I understand that she's remembered those people. She knew what type of guy they were. And when you brought it up, I agree that she probably knew that those
up.
Fucking guys.
I didn't bring it up.
No, you told
That's
me your
point.
Friends came.
Let me finish.
All right, go ahead.
So. I fucking, my friend tells me that.
Try to finish it without saying fucking.
So then Soder texted me. He was, we were just texting
fucking
back and forth.
Texted,
I was like, oh, I had friends at the show.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, what do they think? I was like, oh, they thought you were good, but they kind of thought Kelly stunk.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to tell Kelly that because that's mean.
Fucking stunk.
Yeah. I'm not going to tell Kelly that because that's mean. So then Kelly comes up to me like one day out of nowhere, she's like, oh, so I heard you had friends at the show.
Yeah.
Or you had friends at the show. So I'm like, oh, that's weird that she said that. Yeah. She's like, oh, so they didn't like me very much, huh? And I'm like, fucking Dan, really? He said something?
Right.
And she's like, oh, no, he didn't say anything. And now she's been lying ever since. She's lying through her fucking
teeth. I swear, I'm on my mother's life. Dan's a fucking classic guy.
Your mother is a whore.
Oh, God. That's true, Kelly.
Yeah. So I mean, find a boyfriend on the internet. So.
Good. I could find that it's the truth. That
it is
she
definitely the truth.
Because I know that she's watching people.
Believe me, dude.
She didn't. The first night she was doing merch, she was just waiting for accolades. She didn't sell one T-shirt because she was just looking at people frozen
longingly.
Yeah. So listen, dude. I probably. But who gives a fuck? Look, your friends. Did your friends like Dan?
Yeah.
Did your friends like me?
Loved you.
Fuck it. That's all that matters.
Did you guys like my jorks?
It's just the noun that you use.
Now let's get to Kelly's gizmo.
Did you guys laugh at me jorks?
I think you're hilarious.
No, it's all right.
And you're funny. And my friend Chicky is a fucking redneck
pick. All right. Okay. Listen. Enough. We're fucking done with this.
Don't say sleep. What was that? Fucking Chicky doesn't like you.
Chicky. What was that?
Jack off.
What was that? You like my jukes?
That's my impression of Kelly. I'm not an impression.
Can you do it again?
Did you guys enjoy me jerks? My jorks.
Did you guys enjoy me jorks?
Where's she from? Fucking
best British accents in this room, guys.
Say jokes.
I'm so glad you're all filmists.
Say
because
jokes.
Because that's really taught you how to do
accents. Hey. First of all,
you're taking out anger on me that you're Florida Lewis.
Yeah, don't get mad at filmists.
I think you're a sweetheart.
Yeah, we both like. First of all, I was on your side. Hey, don't fuck with filmists ever. Jay, filmist.
Don't come at filmists.
That scarf he got from being a 3-year filmist.
You come at this once a career TVist.
You earned that scarf as a director.
You fuck with YouTubist.
Hey, dude. Whoa. I'm a TVist, motherfucker.
What have you done on TV?
MTV's Guy Codis.
That don't fucking count.
But they didn't credit you.
You know it's only one credit when you say the name. MTV's Guy Code. Would you go, I was on NBC's Law and Order?
Maybe.
No, give the fucking fucking.
I was on VH1 8.
Viacom,
top 20 hits of the 80s.
Viacom is a powerful company.
Much
was it VH1
too.
2? Is it MTV 2? It's
yes,
not even real
it is MTV.
MTV 2. It's 2.
It's the number one rated show on MTV 2.
Bobby, they didn't credit you. Wasn't that
Yeah,
thing
another
that
show.
No, they didn't put the J
another
in
show
name.
Where they get a bunch of fucking assholes. Dude, fucking dudes. Guys.
Did you hold on? Did you see Big J being written up about and me being written up about?
We'll go into that later.
I already told you that, you fucking drug addict. We're going back. I'm setting up the scenario, so just listen. Kelly had a boyfriend. We talked about it last time on the show.
Everyone here met him.
He was a carpenter.
Really nice guy.
Really great guy.
Said wonderful things to me.
Was going to fucking do my stairs. Was going to fix my spiral staircase. He was going to put my window seat in and make my office finally. And, you know, probably upgrade my apartment to, you know, maybe another $20,000 of what he was going to do for hopefully a couple $1,000, which is what it should cost. That's what I would pay him if he's listening. That's all. $1,500 would be good.
Well, yeah, you said was.
Anyways,
not now.
Well, she dumped him because she has fucking
Kelly.
Issues. Here's the deal. Hey, we're gonna get into that. But here's the deal. So I found out that when she was before when the podcast, she's never tasted jizz. She's never sucked a guy off.
Hold on, never tasted it to the point where
she's never swallowed it.
It's never gone in my mouth. I've always pulled out and let him come somewhere else.
Right. Of course, she's tasted it without her knowing.
That is the worst. By the way,
first of all, Larry Bird always dribbles before he shoots. So some jizz did get in her mouth. She has tasted jizz, but it's the pre-jizz. It's the clear jizz. It's the Spidey Man jizz.
Less salty. Sweeter.
Yeah, it's sweeter. It's the
like
sweet.
Nectar.
It's the jizz that you wouldn't even be gay if you tasted it yourself.
Yeah, it's the honey that comes out of the tree. It's
sap.
The,
I don't know if it's that sweet.
So here, but she's never swallowed a load.
Or spat a load.
Yeah. So
I was saving it.
We're at his house.
For Sonny?
We're at his house.
She did in front of you?
No. We're at my bedroom. My wife is cooking.
Dawn was cooking
my
upstairs.
Wife is upstairs cooking Mexican corn.
My wife's holding a boom mic. I've got the reel-to-reel going.
And now we're going to play it for you.
Jesus.
So she's at his house. I figured this out. They're in the bedroom. I figured that out. We got to that point. And I want you to explain now. So you're fooling around. Now, do you know you're just going to suck his cock tonight and that's it? Are you going to, did you in your brain, maybe we're going to fuck? Or you're like, I just want to get him off. This is about him because I don't want to get laid right now.
No, he was like, what? The sex with, this was really good. I can't even say the words. He was really good at that stuff. So we would do everything.
He was going to get his dick sucked?
Like, I would.
I think all men are pros at that, right?
No, we would normally start with sucking a dick and then we'd fuck and then we might fuck again before we go to bed.
Hold on, would you suck his dick after?
Yeah,
you fuck?
I never told you guys how old he was, did I?
How old is he?
56 years old.
No, he was 22.
What?
Yeah.
You rapist? Yeah. Filmist rapist?
TVist?
TVist?
So was, yeah, and I haven't been with a guy that young before and I'm like, I remember now. I'm like, oh, they have a lot of energy. They're always up for something.
All right, real quick, before we get into this story, Jesus Christ, 22. I feel dirty. You guys want to help out the podcast? Make sure you go to Robert Kelly. What was it? Riotcast.com/Robert Kelly.
That's right.
Go to our page and buy whatever you are going to buy. I would suggest buying Cheat, A Man's Guide to Infidelity.
Or go off of the baby's registry.
Shut your face, Lewis. Please don't make this about you for once in your life.
Go to my registry.
Shut up.
He doesn't shut up when he's high.
That's not true.
Shut the fuck up. Go to Amazon.com page. Hit Amazon. Buy anything off of there. Anything. If you need hurricane relief stuff, go there and buy it.
Big J. That was fucking... That was a big corporation right there, you asshole. Is that
you guys need a generator? Go to Amazon.
But guys, hey, I know you probably need a generator and a crunch, but if you can first log on to my podcast site and then go to Amazon.
Look at you might need a new iPad.
Yeah, take the longest route to get there possible.
There's a deal. I'm kidding. Go to Amazon.com. You can help the podcast. And go to Gamefly.com. Gamefly. .com/YKWD. You get 2 weeks free. Make sure you guys do that, and also you can donate and all that shit. We're gonna actually donate $100 from the show from the donations, which isn't really a lot. People kind of stop donating, which is all right. I mean, I think they're going to Amazon and buying stuff and supporting us that way, which is I like that also. But we're gonna take $100 out of the show and donate it to the Red Cross. From you guys. So that's from you guys. We have a little bit of cash in there. I got to pay Kelly some money out of there. And then for some shit she bought.
Oh, yeah.
She gave me head. So we're going to give her.
Swallowed.
We're going to give her $13.50 out of the. But make sure you go to the website and support the show through those things. And spread the word, motherfuckers. Keep telling your friends. Tell people about the app. And check out, we have 12 of the best shows. I'm serious, man. Two of my favorite shows, real favorite shows, is number one, The Comedy Cell Alive is a fucking great show, man. They're getting really good guests lately. They have a new booker. They're booking guests. My second favorite show, Dr. Steve, Weird Medicine.
Love that show. No, Bobby, I love that show. It's a so great, good.
Fucking great show. But also, no joke, Lewis's fucking dumb show.
Damn it. I wanted you to go to Bailey.
The MMA show, I fucking love it. It really is funny. It's good. It's informative. You guys have been having great guests on. You had Dan Fry on.
I can't believe they got Dan Fry.
I really know. It's
Dom Fry.
Dom Fry. I'm sorry. I said Dan.
He was racist. It was awesome.
Yeah, he's a fucking alky. But here's the deal. A really great show.
Gabbard, right?
Bailey J show. The Davey Mack sports show is hilarious.
Is that great, dude? I love Pepper Hick or Chris Stanley.
Fucking great, dude. Our network has some great fucking shows.
Talented people. Talented
really.
Shows.
And it's free. So go to get the app. The Android app's coming soon. iPad app is out, and iPhone app is out. Go to go get it. Riotcast app is out. Get it. It's incredible, and it's free for you guys. We want you guys to enjoy it. And make sure you buy the book Cheat at Amazon.com off our link, or go to the store and buy it. It's in all the stores at the airports and the Barnes & Nobles. Go buy two. Buy three copies. You get it on Kindle, whatever. Seriously, it's a great gift for Christmas for a guy friend. It's a hilarious book. Hilarious. Hilarious.
It's just jokes, ladies. Just jokes.
I asked Burr in Australia. I said to him, I was like, how's the book thing going?
Yeah.
He goes, I mean, it's a book. You know, it's like trying to sell a butter churn.
Yeah, Bill's been real, really intricate to selling this book. Fucking Burr. Anyway, so that's it. We put the ads anywhere in the middle, so people don't have to deal with the beginning. So go ahead, Kelly. So you're on the thing. You're about to suck load for the first time. Go.
Well, I want to tell you why we're not, like, one of the reasons why we're not together anymore.
Jay, I actually want you to take this over.
Okay.
Because you're a little more sexy than me.
Sure, sure. Let's do it.
Go. What do you want to know, mate? You want to know how...
we'll get to the breakup part.
Why did your voice turn into that, though? What do you want to know, mate?
Are you guys
naked?
Are going to make me trying to, like...
Are you naked when
this
happens?
Yeah, but see, that's what... I don't want any of you guys stumping in your pants right now.
Kelly, you can't...
So
listen,
if I sound unsexy,
Kelly,
it's not going to happen.
Kelly, 13? Listen.
I can't
Kelly,
jerk
first
off
of all,
through jeans.
Yeah, you're a girl, yeah. Okay? So stop fighting what you are. Just answer the questions for the sake of the show and for the sake of comedy, okay? This is about comedy. This is not about you, you selfish fucking human being.
Bitch.
All right? This is for the truck driver who's in this truck right now and is lonely because he's going to drive fucking the next 16 hours. This is about the guy in the cube that's going to take a train. This is about the fucking girl that's in a cube right now and doesn't have anything to listen to. She needs to laugh. Right. She needs to have fun. She needs to be interested. She needs to listen. Okay? So stop making it about you and your stupid morals and answer Jay's questions. Were you naked?
I think so.
Hey, no, hey, yes hey. Or no?
I maybe would have had my underwears on.
No.
Me underwears.
The fucking accent is the only worst.
The only less the only less sexy thing with me shows. I had on me underpants.
There's nothing.
Me bloomers.
My unmentionaboos.
There's nothing worse than the Australian accent. And here, and just to let you know, yes, SNL. Somebody at SNL listens to O&A and stole another bit idea. Just to let you know.
Did I say that?
Oh my God, these cocksuckers.
They did a sketch about like the Australian accent, about how it's really, really terrible.
Yeah,
and it, but I didn't know about it. I was doing a show, and I just had people like texting me.
I don't want to go. I don't want to look at. I'm not going down from the fucking other direction. I just brought it up as a funny thing to say, and you got to fucking bring it up as news.
All right,
answer
Big
Jay's
J.
questions.
You may have been in your underpants.
Yeah,
perhaps.
What this kind of underpants do you wear?
Ye underpants.
Fruit of the Looms. Do you have a pee flap in the front?
I wear cowboy pajamas.
What kind of panties do you wear?
They're like Bonds. That's an Australian. I wear Australian underwear. They're
what?
Bonds.
What does that mean? They're made of fur?
They're just the best underwear. They don't give you like, wedgies.
Are they like Uggs for your pussy?
Pull them up.
No, they're just good. I don't wear G's because they're like, they give me wedgies. I feel uncomfortable.
Okay, so you're wearing underwear.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Is this just a blowjob or is this you fucked already?
No, this is pre-fuck.
You wouldn't have sucked him off after you fucked.
Oh, yeah. I do that all the time.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
You don't mind the taste of your own vagina on a man's penis?
You don't mind the taste of...
It's more like... I don't like the taste of, like, condom.
So you don't mind the taste of pussy and blood?
Right.
Blood?
Yeah. You heard him.
Who's bleeding?
Blood. Shh. Just go with it. Why? He said keep it sexy, the trucker. You want Bobby to yell again?
Okay.
Hey, you want bad cop to come back or you want to talk to good cop for a while, huh? You want to talk to me a little bit?
Okay. Okay. What do you want to know?
Under those panties. Well, I'm guessing maybe like a mohawk bush.
I talk about my bush all the time. Oh,
shit, these are sexy underwear she wears, by the way, guys. Look.
I want to.
Those are nice.
Like a
fucking... They're low hipsters.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
I like that, actually.
Like Farrah Fawcett fucking pants.
You're such a skis.
You're such a skis.
All right, so go ahead.
I don't like the way Lewis is looking at me with his hat on. He's like, put his head down with his eyes open.
Look at Jay. Look at
if I didn't have a pregnant girlfriend, I'd fuck
Lewis, can you come in more with your back alley rape voice to make it weird? I'll do that. Everyone, I'll do it.
If a girl wasn't pregnant, I'd fuck her.
I'll get all the words out of where.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome,
Kelly. Yeah, I appreciate that you would fuck me.
No problem.
If you didn't have a pregnant girlfriend.
Yeah.
Kelly.
Never mind that it being against my will, but that's fine. Let's go.
Yeah. Your fat rape hands would be on her fucking dumb throat trying to stop that shitty accent.
Stop moaning and your foreign noises.
But you're raping me, Lewis. I have a sport.
That means yes.
I have a sport to stand.
You guys should do me raping Kelly.
Oh, Jesus.
Hello, Lewis. Can I ask your opinion on something?
Lewis, let me go. I'm not jorking.
What the fuck accent is that? Go ahead. Go, Jay. Go.
Okay, sorry.
I did.
Go.
Oh, you don't want to talk about the bush.
Yeah.
Hey, baby, that's cool. This is all about the mouth right now.
Oh,
do you have a bush in your mouth? That's what I imagine Australians have.
I don't have any. I get rid of it all.
Do you attack the
you
penis?
Shave, whoa.
Spoken about this a thousand
Can I hit
times.
A pause for a second?
Please, yeah.
You shave all your pubes.
I get rid of it all.
Don't.
It's gone.
Yeah, I'll so,
it's, so it's gone. It's just a little stubble, a couple zits, and then the pussy.
Yeah.
Okay, go.
I'm Italian. I get a lot of ingrowns. Okay.
Yeah, you do. It looks like a...
That's why
It looks like a basketball player's neck.
Yeah. I wanted to tell you guys as much as possible. I want to fuck Kelly. She's got the zits all over her pussy. Yeah. Okay, I'm moving on.
She's got Rick Fox. She got Rick Fox neck pussy.
Zit pussy. All right.
That's the only way that was wordy, but it's still funny. Go ahead.
You know when people get old acne pimples on their face when they had acne when they were young and they got all scars in their face? That's like what my pussy looks like now.
Your pussy looks like Edward James almost.
Yeah, that's right. I was trying to think of the guy from the Goonies was all I could come up with.
Her pussy has a hair lip.
She got Stacey Keach pussy.
She's got Joaquin Phoenix pussy.
She has to make her pussy hair sideways to cover up her hair lip like a mustache.
Comb over to cover up some scars.
Like Billy Idol's mouth.
All right, so yeah, you got a shaved zitty.
Why would, on a side note, grow some beef back. No one wants to see that bullshit. That's not true.
Don't listen
stuff.
To Jay.
Don't
Jay's,
listen to Lewis.
Don't listen to me. Don't. Most guys want a nice, freshly clean shaven pussy.
Bald pussy.
Yes, bald or a little bit of hair right
above
the pussy.
Nobody wants. I like a little bit of hair.
Hold on, Jay likes a fucking bush.
No, I like hair.
You like a bush.
You want to see my bush?
I want to see your bush. Yes.
I haven't shaved my bush in fucking
months.
Let me see.
I want to see it.
My bush looks like my mother's bush.
You know how much it sucks shaving your bush?
Oh, wow. Like your mother's bush?
Yeah.
That's a crazy bush.
You know those sparse hairs over on the side where the leg crease is?
I've always had those. Ugh. That's when your gun starts to spread. As I'm losing weight, it looks like I have more bush than I normally do. But I don't. It's just the hairs are coming back together.
Me and Big
so
J.
So I don't have to mascara them in anymore.
Me and Big J and Dave Smith did an all nude podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Where we stripped down in front of each other.
Listen, I can't have you bring up that right now.
Why?
Because that's a whole. Do you understand? That's a whole.
I was
going to
talk about his gun. It was awesome.
Listen, Kelly, will you please make a note of this fucking homo's last statement?
I think he already spoke about it last time, didn't he?
Did
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
No, we never talked about that. Jay, go back.
Sorry. So this is, we're going purely blowjob here. There was no sex involved in this.
Well, afterwards there was sex. I always want my
blowjob. He got it up
again.
He's 22.
He was ready to go again right away.
Well, I always blow a guy before I fuck him.
But usually, they'll start fucking before they come.
Jay, pause. You blow me, Kelly. I'm done. You ain't getting my dick up.
He's 22.
Okay. Touche. Back to you, Jay. Unpause.
Fair enough. All right. So
he's always ready to go. It's always even after he comes, it's still hard.
You pull out his sizable.
Yeah, good size. Really
how
good
big?
Size.
His sizable. I know you discussed this, but how big? Quick, real quick.
Do the baseball bat game where you.
He pulls it out.
Let me.
This is your show, so we can't say big.
Yeah.
Can show me.
A little bit more bigger than two fists put together. A little bit bigger.
Oh, he's got a three
good
potato.
Girth.
Yeah, she's got big. Yeah. She's got
a three potato.
Good girth.
I got a one potato. Game over. You win. One potato wins.
I got a one potato in a pee hole.
Jesus.
Did you puke just now?
No, I almost choked.
So.
Yeah, mate.
So he pulls it out with his, or you pulled it out. His
I normally pull it out.
Circumcised?
You pull it out.
Circumcised. Yeah,
he's a fucking American.
I pull it out.
He grabs the back of your hair with his Jesus-like carpenter hands.
Yeah.
Full of calluses.
Right.
Yeah.
And shoves you onto his sizable
and
penis.
As he puts his hands through your hair, some of your hair falls out because you have so much anxiety. So clumps of hair are in his fucking fingers.
You're dealing with a bout of alopecia areata.
Am I going to get on tonight at the stand? I have to
Is
wait
it good?
Tables
Am
tomorrow.
Am I doing it good? What's happening?
All right,
you're sweating in your armpits. Sweat pouring down your armpits right now.
So your hair is falling off like it was glued on.
You've got under tit sweat pouring down to your belly button. You accept him into your mouth. Then he
is he
grabs,
whoa, Jay? Come on. Is he already hard?
Yeah.
Half completely. Hard? Wait, half hard? A little bit, like half hard where it's a little floppy a little bit?
Well, I probably would have been doing some over-the-pants action beforehand.
Okay. With your mouth?
No, not probably.
No, with his hand.
You were there. There's no problems.
I'm pretty sure I had my hand over there.
Kelly,
okay.
How fucked up were you on pills? Was this the pill day?
No.
You worked him into a semi.
You take pills, Kelly?
No.
Okay, go ahead. So you take out his hard cock.
Yeah.
And start sucking it.
Yeah.
How long before you realize this is about to go down?
Maybe about, not long, 5 minutes.
Hold on. I'd like to ask you a question real quick. Can I ask you a question?
5 minutes. That's a long
time. Can I ask a question? So are you doing a spit and a twist? Both hands twisting? What's both hands doing? Can I ask?
Normally,
I don't feel like a 22-year-old even needs all that much.
Well, what I just want to know what hand. What?
Nah, normally I'm the right hand on the bottom, on the base,
and then
the left hand on the balls.
Nice.
Okay.
Good technique. Hey,
sometimes I would do two hands and kind of do a little twisty, but it's going to be
You don't work
really
your hand
irritated.
And mouth at the same time?
Kelly might be fluffing me up right now.
I told you, I don't want thumb. I only talk about it if no one in this room has a little
I have sweatpants. I have sweatpants on with underwear.
I'll check Lewis for.
Here, Jay, feel me.
I don't want any thumbs.
Come here.
I got nothing. My dick is actually inside my body. No. Nothing.
Is that it?
Jay is literally grabbing Lewis's cock.
And Lewis
mushing
giggled
it.
Like a girl.
I know you guys left the country because it's legal to get married up in Montreal.
Kelly,
you fucking homo.
Flick your friend's bean in front of some buddies.
Did Sonny know that you had never swallowed cum before?
Yeah, we talked about it.
Did he know that you were going to swallow his cum then?
Yeah, I think we spoke about it.
So you actually had a conversation.
This is first degree cum swallowing.
Well, no, we started like doing blah, 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 blah. And he was like, he's like, I'll let you know. And I was like, no, don't. And he's like, you sure? And I'm like, yeah, it's fine.
So you said, I want to be surprised, shot to the back
of
the throat.
No, but he was going to let me know. Like, he was still going to tell me when he was about to do it, so I was ready for it.
Blow it in me mouth.
So I would, like, cough it up in his fucking face, whatever. But he just let
So can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
So you're sucking his cock, and it's hard, it's wet, you're jerking it, you're playing with the balls, and now it's going to come.
Yeah.
And did you feel it on your bottom lip? When your mouth was on his cock, did you feel it?
The vein pump?
It pulsing out, the cum pulsing through that vein and coming into your mouth?
Mm-hmm.
You did. Mm-hmm. So now that you know it's coming.
That's not how a cock works. There's no vein that it pulses through.
No, you can feel it in the vein, and then you wait like 2 seconds, and it just...
Okay, so it goes in your mouth. Mm. What is it like? Lewis, we already know this answer.
Is it a huge is it
like a little slice of heaven?
Yeah,
is this a big batch?
Yeah, he had big loads.
Do you remember that time where you were out 24 hours, you couldn't get your way home, and you finally made your way home?
First of all, she said loads, so this was more than once. So you were into it. Mm. You swallowed. So you had it in your mouth. Did you immediately swallow
or
it?
Swallowed it because I didn't want to
taste it.
The first time I did it, it didn't taste too bad. It was just like swallowing a big snot ball. You know when you have
that's
to spit.
That's not too bad. That sounds awful.
Yeah. I'll throw up right now.
That was awful. That was an awful visual. That's like swallowing someone else's snot ball from their dick and balls.
I thought it was gonna be I thought it was gonna have to be three swallows. Like I thought I'd have to.
Dude, somebody just shot a snot into my mouth through their dick.
I thought it was gonna taste like absolute shit, but it just tastes like another person fired snot from their dick into my mouth.
No, but not as gluggy.
You know, whatevs. Little gamey, but you choke it down.
It's like deer meat.
It wasn't as choppy as like spit is. It was softer and sweeter, and it went down
with
one
lumpy?
Swallow. No, that's what it wasn't. It just went down with one swallow, and it didn't taste like. It just tasted like kind of half sweat. It was nothing.
Half sweat.
Like
half sweat.
Like it just didn't taste
salty.
Like anything. Not even that salty. The next load I had tasted different.
What did it taste like? What did the next one taste?
Pineapple.
Slow down. We're having a taste test. We're having a load tasting.
I didn't like it. The next one I didn't like.
Why?
It just tasted weird.
Like what?
Weird.
Like a baby?
I don't know.
Like a 1,000-year-old egg? What?
He bought me electronic cigarettes and he tried some of them and I reckon it was the smoke. I reckon the smoke makes it jizzed. Yeah, to me it tastes like I had like a smoky-ish... It just tasted
like
off.
Salmon, like smoked salmon, or
smoked ashtray.
Where it tastes like wow.
Because when it tasted different, and the first thing I thought of, I was like, oh,
he
shit.
Smokes, he smokes cigarettes?
No, he doesn't. That's why he doesn't. And when and didn't it always tastes the same?
You
and
do.
Then,
you smoke cigarettes?
Yeah.
It's your hand on his dick.
No, it's not.
Dummy.
No, look, dummy. It's his fucking
Jay, I'm going to have to go with her on this one because she did swallow the load.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to trust your taste buds.
Yeah. No, you know what? Can you get some of his load and I'm going to fucking taste it and prove you wrong?
I'm telling you, that was what it was. Cause as soon
I'm
going to
like wine
it,
taste it, though. I'm going to gargle it and spit it back out. Yeah. I'm not gay.
Put your nose in the glass first.
I'm not some gay.
See how it runs down the glass?
Yeah. I like the tannings on this cum.
It's just the body.
Oh.
What, Lewis? You got your mouth wide open?
Yeah, because we were talking about cum. That's the instinctual. He does when we talk about cum.
He wants to battle you in a jizz taste off.
Okay. Anyway, that's it.
So hold on. So you swallowed his cum
twice
one day.
No, there was a few times I did it in separate occasions.
Okay,
was,
so this is it. So you're just a cum, like...
Oh, come on. I'm in a relationship with someone that I care about, and this is how we keep it going.
But now it's over.
Yeah.
He dumped you.
Yeah, well...
He dumped you?
Well, he kind of did something. He did something that made me go, oh.
He dumped the one in your mouth?
I don't think
he dumped you as a person?
Well, something happened where I was like, I don't think this is going to work, and then we... A few days later, we spoke.
What'd he do?
So he didn't like the fact that I smoked cigarettes. So it was like 3 days after we started going out, he bought electronic cigarettes on the internet and he gave them to me. He's like, can you try?
He threw them in your face. He said, get out of my face.
He was like, can you try? Can you try?
Because you smell like shit and your teeth stink. Not only do I hate your accent, I hate your mouth.
Your big shoulders and your hair's falling out.
Yeah, your pussy smells like an ashtray.
Fucking old lady gargle on my dick. On my three potato dick deserves better than this.
Take it easy.
I know how to build stairs.
Take it easy.
All right, go ahead.
He was really, he really wanted me to, fucking savage.
Hey, grandma, take this cock down your throat.
Let's talk about my weight, my bloody asshole.
That's like like a chick going on a date with me and her handing me an apple and a scale on the first date. Yeah. Listen, fatso, I want you to do something.
I don't know, Spike is different, though. That's like, because he has to deal with me.
Hey, Tubbs, that shirt's too tight. You ready to go to the movies?
Yeah, do me a favor. Take this dealer meal program and fucking do something before I start fucking you.
You going to blow me again, but without teeth this time? You fucking done.
Yeah, take that back. I know what I'm doing, motherfucker.
I hate the
don't
way
you ever doubt
I believe
that
you.
I don't know what the fuck
we're
I'm doing.
We're speaking rhetorically.
Down there. Okay? I'm going to get my authoritative finger straight
Kelly,
up.
Kelly, don't judge me by my knuckle gloves. Have you met a sweeter human being than me in your life?
Sweet.
I'm very sweet.
Yeah, you're the best.
I love this.
I hate the way my dick smells after you suck it. Have these electronic cigarettes.
What does my dick smell like an ashtray now?
Every time I go to take a piss, I throw up because of your mouth.
Why does my dick smell like a loan shark?
Your Newport spit. It's running down my taint. Yeah.
You're a fucking Indian cigarette, you cheap twat. Keep sticking up my cock.
You're going to get my dick cancer, you fucking skank.
That's not what it was. Anyway. Long story short, he bought me them. So I'm like, all right, so I'm trying to quit smoking, blah, 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 blah. And we're joking around one day. And all you fatties, all you ex-fatties are going to die.
I'm still fat.
This. Yeah, but everyone
I'm still fat.
Yeah, all you guys aren't going to like this.
Yeah, but. Yeah, but.
You're not going to like it. He,
what'd he do?
So we had that conversation where I was, when I quit smoking, you eat a little bit. And I said to him, I said, listen,
He said, and make sure you don't get fat.
Hey, listen, I don't want my dick to stink, but I don't want to fuck
can
fat chicks.
Can I get the story out?
So here's an apple, too.
Did Lewis get number one in the family feud?
Can I get the fucking story out?
All right, go ahead. Go ahead, you fucking smelly fatso.
Fucking put it in the...
All right, go ahead.
I said, listen, I'm going to quit smoking. I'm going to put on a bit of weight. And he's like, really? And I'm like, yeah.
Like, I love this guy.
And I'm like,
sucker.
I said, you have to be okay with that. And he's like, I'm not going to be okay with that if you put on weight. And I'm like, so what? I go, what if I get pregnant or something? He's like, yeah, I'm not going to.
Why would you bring that up?
No, but I'm like, you know,
Kelly's version of this story, it's this guy being an asshole saying he didn't want her to put on weight. But in his version, he's like, this bitch has asked me to get her pregnant. She wants to get married.
She's going
to
get fat.
She's all fat and gross.
I got to go downstairs and build a new brace for the floor.
because her fat friend wants me to do stairs for cheap.
She ain't getting any younger.
Because Tubbs is buckling our pergo.
Never mind her fucking accent I got over.
Every one of you guys has a weight issue.
And her hair fell out last time she blew me.
And I had a guy tell me that he would not be with me if I put on a little bit of weight. I would expect you guys to stick up for me a little bit more.
Yeah, but we'd also make fun of you first.
Yeah, of course. That's not
a... Yeah, well, you put the camera down. Sit on the podcast. You're done.
I like...
Pull the mic down, you cocksucker. Phil, enjoy
yourself.
I like
that guy very much when I met him. Yeah, but that's not the dude for you.
Introducing 5 o'clock,
Phil. As far as a guy who's dating you, then fuck him.
Here's the deal.
I applaud his honesty.
But as head of my all dude
Balls,
club, yes, he's the fucking.
You know
new president.
What I hate? I don't give a fuck what he says.
The real ass dude of the week. He's the real ass dude of the week.
Well, I don't give
real
a fuck.
Real ass dude of the week.
Yeah, dude, it's good, right? Yeah,
I don't give a shit what he said though. My thing is that I've been I'm 30.
Can you stop using your Obama thumb, please? Your stupid thumb. You're getting your point across.
I like to use my hands to express the way I talk.
Go ahead, you hunchback.
All right.
There you go.
Unfold your arms.
You have the posture of a fucking 900-year-old woman.
Yeah. Keep on folding your arms. Okay. But the thing is, I've been working out since I was 15. My weight is always going to be an issue. regardless, smoking, yeah, not smoking, babies. But someone to say to me, hey, I don't like, get
you
fucked.
Said it though. You
I
said it.
Know.
I'm going to defend him for this. Why? Because I'm a fatty and I know what you're saying. You're absolutely right. You asshole. You said, I'm going to quit smoking. I'm going to gain weight. No, you're not. You're not going to gain weight. You quit smoking. Okay. You might gain weight. You might not. Okay, you don't know.
The last few times I quit smoking, I put on weight. I'm 0 for 2.
Okay, okay. Well, but you don't know, Kelly. Mm. Here's the deal. You're giving him an ultimatum. You're giving him, look, if I quit smoking, I'm going to put on weight. Either you're going to get a non-smoking person or a fat chick or a healthy chick that smokes cigarettes. That's not the way, I mean, you present
it. Yeah, that's
it,
the way he's
you put it,
it.
You put it to him like, I'm going to be a fat chick. Are you going to deal with that? It's like, you know what? Look it. You don't need to say
he
you're going
to
get fat.
He wants you to be healthy,
just,
period.
Just get fat if that's what happens. He doesn't need to know. You might not. He's not going to say to you, yeah, okay, I still love you.
Kelly's going to wake up as just like an empty pillow was, with a note next
was,
to her head.
He was just honest with you, Kelly. You shouldn't have said, I'm going to get fat. That was a girl thing to do.
Kids got sad.
It really is a girl thing to do. A girl,
really?
A girl goes like this, ready? Well, I won't quit. I'll quit smoking, but I'm going to get fat. What do you think about that?
No, I wasn't
do you
like
still
that.
Do you still like me? No, I don't. I don't want you. How's this? I don't want you to get fat either. I want you to quit smoking because it's terrible, and I want you to stay healthy, pretty, because that's what I like. Can you try to do that? And you would have been like, "Look, I'm gonna fucking do it for me, and I'm gonna try to stay not fat, but I'm gonna need your help. We can't be, you know."
That's what I was saying. I was like,
well,
"Listen,
that's a different thing than what you said. You said I'm gonna be either you get fat or you get smoker."
So, Ed, who broke up with who then?
Nah, well, it's kind of like he instigated it, and I just got annoyed and went, all right, and walked away.
And he walked away, so that's
yeah,
it.
Oh, yeah.
That's how you break up with things. You walk away from it.
Is it disgust that you're broken up?
Well, I'm just annoyed because the things that he had to say to me about it, he was just wrong. He's just an idiot.
What? What did he say? Like,
he started
you stink?
Complaining. No, well, he started complaining. He brought up comedy and stuff. And
oh, what did he say?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
He brought up that, and I just was like,
Kelly,
fuck
you,
that.
You're just not funny. Me and my friend
no,
Chucky
no.
agree.
The guy.
More like, he was bringing up the
Clicky,
whole.
Clicky, what's his name?
Do you do a lot of comedy and blah, blah, blah?
Can
I was like,
can I have been a catalyst to this breakup by
no,
accident? Because I did speak to you before I even met him. I did speak, but you defended the situation by saying that he's not giving you advice on your jokes. He was just saying like, oh, you forgot to do this thing you do.
He was awesome. He was actually really
good to
come along with gigs and stuff.
But he was actually started critiquing the comedy?
No, it wasn't that. He just said, he came up with all this bullshit like, you know, you do a lot of comedy and he goes, and I'm hanging out and stuff and, you know, I'm not really doing stuff for me. And I'm like,
he's like, I want you to come along to my carpeting.
Yeah, what? I'm like, you never have anything. I'm the one, I was like, I got really like, I get a bit bitchy. And I'm like, I'm the one with the life. Like, you're the one following me around.
Okay, I
would have
punched you
doing.
In your fucking
yeah.
chest if
well,
you said that to me.
Yeah, but you're talking about a guy, a 22-year-old guy who has a job. He's a carpenter. It's a real job. He's making money. And then he meets this girl who's pretty cool. You got a fucking weird accent. You suck a good dick. You fuck him. You're older.
You're taking
he
right?
loved hanging out.
Yeah,
he
but
loved
then.
Hanging out with these guys.
Right,
he
okay.
Loved it.
But that is cool, but that wears off too. And you know what? You don't. You got to keep a little fucking distance, man.
Yeah.
You gotta keep a
and
little
also,
distance.
It's a little different for men
you
and
can't
women.
Can't mix worlds.
I dated younger women who were into the idea of just being like with an older dude who's a comic who's out at night. It's a little different. A man still wants to be a fucking man. They don't want to fucking be a woman. They don't want to be the chick in, on your
yeah,
side.
And a man doesn't want his dick to smell either. You know, especially from a fat chick.
Sticking up my dick, pork chop.
Your breath smells like garbage.
So
smoke
we're going to take it. We're going to end the show in a second. We're actually, the show we're going to do, the next show is right after this. We're going to do about Jay and what happened to you. We want to get into that.
Do you have to leave?
Do you have to go?
No, not yet.
Okay, good. Can you stay for a little bit?
Yeah.
All right, because we're going to... All right, so...
Are we taking a little break?
We're going to take a break, but we're going to end the show, actually. This is the end of the show.
Oh.
Are you... it's been an hour and a half. We're
oh,
good.
Oh, shit.
Are you going to get back together?
No.
For
I'm
sure?
Done. Yeah,
you're
done.
I'm done. What about my fucking stairs, man?
I can still contact him and ask him.
Can you please...
Because he loved you. Yeah.
Will you please? Yeah. Now
will
I'm not going
to get... Will you take one more load down the throat to get Bobby a stairs
will
at
you,
a fair price?
Can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Can you please suck his dick one more time?
Well, so you can get a good deal?
Yeah.
Yes.
Maybe.
Look, it's a good deal for you, too, because sometimes you house sit.
Yeah.
And you can have a little spot to do your work.
You probably take it on the face and it'll still be cool.
Nah, take it. Do whatever you got to do.
Yeah, but I want him to fuck me afterwards, and some guys don't want to fuck you after you make him come.
Well don't make him come.
Yeah, your breath stinks and you're a little fatter than you were.
Could you figure your own asshole?
Can I
just,
Mom.
You could,
sorry.
But blood would squirt out like
say?
A Halloween mask. Listen, Kelly, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
What you need to do with guys, you can't suck a guy's dick and then fuck. Mm. You can't. You have to fuck him. Okay? Get your pussy wet, right? Or make him eat your pussy out and then suck his dick. You can't bring a guy to orgasm through a blowjob and then expect to get laid. Most guys are one and done. Very rarely do you find a guy who's going to go at it right after, or 10
Latinos.
Minutes later.
No, but that's what I normally do. That's why, because with this guy, I did the cum thing because, you know, he was young and blah, blah, blah. But normally I blow him until it's like, oh, yeah, let's fuck.
And then,
yeah.
And then you put a rubber on, hopefully.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, you forgot to fucking lie about that. Then you put a rubber on your fucking infected vag.
No.
And then you, right? And then you fuck, and then he comes in, like in the rubber inside of you, or what?
Yeah, most of the time, rubber inside of me. Sometimes he would pull out, take the rubber off, come on my stomach, just
there
so you can
go.
Watch it
so
for a bit of
like,
theater.
I like that. I like a theater.
Yes.
As a filmist, I appreciate the cinematography of that scene.
I do. As a filmist, I appreciate that too. I like the
blocking. On
the
that?
Blocking. I like the
the mise en scène.
Yeah. The So you're done with him.
Yeah.
So you're going to actually be house sitting for me in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
For actually 10 days. Yeah. You're not going to have any dick.
How much are you paying him? Or how much are you paying her?
No, I'm like staying in the city.
You let your house sitters pork at your place?
No, I don't. But
what?
I told Dan not to, but he still
for
fucked
no,
the chick
wait,
in my
no
shower.
For no pay? Time out. For no pay, they can't pork?
They can fuck, but not in my bed.
All right.
No
that's
fucking
fair. No,
in
that's
my
fair.
Bed.
That's fair.
But I got to...
Couch?
Listen... Yeah, you can fuck on the couch, but don't get jizz on my couch. It's a brand new fucking couch.
Gotcha.
Okay? From Raymond and Flanagan's.
Ray Moore.
it's a different
as
a different
I'm going to have to buy a lot
I
of furniture.
I actually got it from Raymond. Yeah.
I have to buy a lot of furniture soon, so I know all the furniture places.
And we're going
to
be talking about that on the next pod. Actually, it's actually the podcast before this.
Yeah.
So if you hear this, it's already done. It was last week's show. I hope you enjoyed it. Big J, you know, you guys heard it, is... Lost everything, right?
Still a structure of that. And the house didn't belong to me.
Right.
But all
well,
my
stuff. Well,
they'll
know about it. Yeah, this
my stuff is fucking, fucked.
Did I hope Big J dies before the next podcast? Like you just said that.
Hey, guys, but everything seems like it's going to be okay now, though.
Hey, guys. Right.
Well, Kelly, I hope you get a new boyfriend before your house sits so you can get some dick.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
And
I'll come bang you, Kelly.
Huh?
What? You're giving up about a potato and a half on dick size, but...
Yeah, he had a good dick size.
All right.
I had the jackpot.
All right, Kelly.
Yeah,
if you ever want to try anal, I know you're trying new things now.
What's up, Kelly?
Are we doing... So is this one coming out this week or next Monday?
Where are you going to be? This is coming out 2 weeks from now.
Okay.
Where are you going to be?
Somewhere.
Just, you know what? Listen to his podcast, man.
Listen to Hammerfisting.
Hammerfisting on Riotcast. Get the app. Get the app for your phone or your iPad.
We had Brian, the professional predator, Rogers on 2 weeks ago.
Fucking hilarious. It's really edgy. I cringe at this fucking show sometimes. It's so fucking edgy. It's Jesus Christ. But it is what it is. That's what the show is.
Racist.
And it's a very honest. He's very honest.
I like to be real.
I'm a real ass dude.
He's a real
Everyone
ass
knows
dude.
It.
Check
real
it out, man.
Howard Stern of MMA Radio.
It drives me nuts to be so proud of Lewis for a second. Because I remember saying, I watched Lewis do that on an iPhone, too. Right. On a buddy's iPhone.
Not even an iPhone, dude. It was on like a fucking BlackBerry or something really shitty.
So, and then to be where it is now, man. It's a fantastic podcast.
And he's got on his page on Riotcast, you can go, and if you want to support his show, you can go to Amazon and Gamefly and do the same thing that we do for our show. You can do it for his show. So please feel free to
go.
Or
you know what? Let me plug one of the other sponsors.
Please.
Because these guys are up RonanAthletics.com. If you're in the New York City area, if you want to get a free MMA lesson, a free class, and then if you join the gym, you get a fucking a free month. If you join, if you use hammer, tell them mention hammer fisting when you guys do it.
Wow, they're hurting.
Ronan
they're really hurting.
com. No, they hooked us up, dude.
I'm kidding.
They let us film some shit there.
That's
we were
great.
Filmisting.
All right, check them out. RonanAthletics.com.
New York.
Jay, what do you got?
I'm doing that cruise in a couple of weeks.
No, and, not gay stuff.
Oh, well, I want to tell people to listen to Legion of Skanks podcast.
Please.
Podcast.
Yes. Legion of Skanks. Who's on it?
Me, Lewis here, and our friend Dave Smith.
Dave Smith. And where is that?
Podcast. That is on Cave Comedy Radio and iTunes.
Radio. All right, great. And Paul, what do you got?
Phil.
He's coming, Paul.
I mean, Phil. You know why? Why did I call you?
Because he hates you.
Did you say Paul?
I'd love to help you with a reason.
I don't know why I called you that. I'm sorry, Phil.
He's pretty bad with
names. I fucked up.
He's really bad with names.
I looked right at his face, though.
Yeah. I wanted to help you so bad with a reason. I go, oh, well, Bobby, clear. It's because I don't know why you said
Bobby, you were offended when he didn't respond.
Yeah, I was like, what's
what the fuck's wrong with you, Paul? What
are you doing? Fucking shoot his fucking podcast now. Yeah. I'm done.
Please, Phil. No. 5 o'clock, Phil. Come on. Jeez, you know I know you. Dude, I'm a little out of it. I'm sorry.
It's all right. Go to philprovincio.com. Put up all the photos, all you guys, every week.
And
photos
and
all in the city.
Other photos, though, man. You got a bunch of photos.
A lot
up
of
there.
Photos.
Beautiful photos. You guys need headshots. You want anything done? Anything? You got your wedding, bar mitzvah, special occasions.
No Jews.
Did you ever ask?
Gay event.
Did you ever ask Phil what's the weirdest thing he's ever been asked to take pictures of or film?
I know.
Do you?
Kelly's taint.
There you go.
Last really? Week.
Oh, God.
Yeah. She,
you took a picture of your taint?
Yeah. Yeah.
She had creative control.
No, yeah. No really?
Yeah, because it looks like...
She spread her butthole for you?
Yeah.
It looks like the ring around Jupiter.
You saw it?
Yes.
I want to see it.
Unedited.
It really
black
does.
Black and white, though, so it's artsy.
I want to see it. It looks I want to see it unedited.
It looks like a cat vagina.
Oh, it has like, you see your curtains there too?
No.
I'll tweet it.
Kelly, what do you got?
I've got Underbelly. It's the first Saturday every month at the Creek in the Cave, which is where Cave Radio is a conglomerate with.
So you guys went with Cave Radio? You're on another network?
Cave Comedy
You guys
Radio.
Wouldn't take us.
Well, that's not true.
What? We'll leave them right now. I'll say it publicly. Fuck it.
I'll leave them right now.
Suck my alt dick.
I won't even think twice about it. I barely remember we're on.
Dude, if you let Legion of Skanks and Riotcast, I will personally burn down the creek in the cave.
All right, listen, man.
I'm kidding. Whoa, I'm kidding. Let that be known. If it gets
go to Riotcast.com. Check out all the other podcasts. You guys, thanks for listening to the show. Hope you liked it. Sorry we were off last week. The hurricane. I was stuck out of town. We could have put one together, but we didn't.
We had no power.
Yeah, we had nothing.
You were dune bugging, storm chasing that son of a bitch,
I was
Sandy.
Filming. all right, we'll see you guys later.
Don't stop filming my face. Don't stop filming my face. Don't stop.